and it's all in the timing.
Light up the freedom flame.
spies hide out in every corner, but you can't touch them, no.
All right. Happy fucking Friday, jerks. Looks like I'm going to be doing the show solo tonight, at least for a little while. Maybe some people want to join in. This is Jayad. Ice Goose is out for the night. I think he had some kind of gay orgy or something like that to go to. I didn't ask. Have kind of a cool idea tonight. I placed some ads on Craigslist. That's kind of been my forte of things that I bring to the table. I titled it, Who Wants to Be on a Game Show? Are you inquisitive? Can you do challenges? Do you like to compete? Want to win up to $500,000? Well, we are looking for contestants to be on a new game show that will premiere on NBC this fall. All chosen contestants will receive free travel expenses and accommodations along with $5,000 as a participation fee. If you are interested, call the number below or respond to this ad with your name, evening telephone number, and one interesting fact about yourself, and we will schedule a preliminary interview. I thought it was pretty interesting to throw in the concept of a fact about yourself, because it gives me a little bit of information, maybe some angles, things like that. So I definitely had some interesting people get a hold of me. I mean, a lot of probably just normal people too, but there's one that I'm going to break out a little bit later, and this guy seems to be quite the weirdo. Apparently he thinks he's really famous and talented, or hasn't been discovered but will be. So think of some ideas. What kind of crazy-ass game shows should I be pitching here? I have a few of my own ideas, but I figured the chat room would be fun if they, if you guys participate. The other day I brought it up in the chat room and I got a lot of crazy thoughts and ideas, so thank you, Ms. I make Ms. feel warm inside. This chat room, I think, is getting gayer and gayer, but that's okay. It's not illegal. So if you got some ideas, type them in chat. I have a handful of ideas, but I will run out before I run out of phone calls. So, let's see. Which one of these people do I want to call first? This will be Katie Wells. The interesting fact is Katie Wells is an IRS auditor. I don't really consider that all that great of a there's something euphoric about my voice. I wish my wife felt the same way. But I don't know. Some people's interesting facts were pretty lame. So, but anyways, let's go ahead and give this person a call. Not exactly 100% sure these are going to go really good, but let's see if I can remember how to dial out. I must have to put a 1 in front of it. I've only done this one other time. No, that's not working. I wish my dog would quit having a seizure over there. What do you gotta do? Normally Ice Goose does a lot of this type of shit. So I put in a number. What the hell's the call button? Ah, there we go. I got it now. Oh, you gotta put a plus. I got it. Thank you, Sloth. Okay. Well, that was a good start. Oh, let me cancel that. All right. There we are. Don't ask me this again. All right. Yes, I agree. I am not sure where. There we are. Something got all broken there. You have to make sure that Hello?
Hi, you've reached Katie Wells.
Okay, I can get rid of her. Sloth, are you there? No, that's right. He's not talking. All right, chat room. I think it went all messed up because I didn't call Sloth back after he accidentally got hung up on. But anyways, that was that call. It ended a little premature. I don't think she was going to go for it much longer anyways. Let me make sure. Let me make sure I got Sloth connected now. Because I don't think I got that one recorded. And for some reason, he says I have to type to him because he can't hear me. Okay. So anyways, that was my first call. So, did anybody come up with any good ideas? So apparently, Sporty says that I can start the funny pranks in 20 minutes. Good. Well, then I can just keep having non-funny pranks for the next 20 minutes. What the hell is going on? So, I wonder, I'm going to take a shot at dark, and I actually have, what number is that? Because when I'm looking here, I'm thinking me and Ice Goose are logged into Ice Goose's account, and he should have logged into mine. All right, I just clicked it. Who are we calling? Oh, invalid. Okay. So what I must have done is hung up on Sloth accidentally. All right. Okay, so Buzzword was a no-go. Couldn't get somebody to play it. That's too bad. Your first call was awesome. Thank you, Cactus. Did nobody hear it for real? Oh, that's good. I can use the idea again. Dark Stranger, you're an asshole, but that's funny. Okay, I can use that idea again. All right. The number was invalid. Disconnect on the list. I'm moving down my list. Why do you keep putting that number there? I wish Sloth could actually hear me. He actually told me he can't hear me. Because he must have lost his ears as well. Okay. I gotta do a fucking stupid plus one. That. Had a group call.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while you're partying with me.
Ah, yes.
Hi, you should voicemail Brian Dykeman, and I'm not here, so leave me a name, number, and a detailed message, and I'll get back to you.
All right. You keep giving me shit number, dudes. I'm going to bitch at these guys in the Skype chat for a second because they're both fucking me up. John must be logged in at the same time as me. Alright, I'm going to try this guy again. See if he answers. And I'm going to see if he wants to play Buzzword. The last lady did not want to play it. Kinda don't blame her. So doing solo shows so far hasn't been as fun. It really is nice when other people are doing stuff and I can just focus on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ryan?
Who's calling?
This is Ryan Tolkien. I'm from Jayad Talent Agency.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I didn't recognize the number, so I just hit ignore, but
yeah, no,
what are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing some casting calls right now just to kind of get to know some people, see if you're interested, pitch the idea for the show, things like that. So,
sure, Ryan, I've always wanted to be on a game show.
Okay, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, 35 years old, single, no kids, never been married. I work as a detention officer in Fremont County. It's in Lander, Wyoming.
Okay.
Been doing that for the last 2 years.
Okay. Okay. All right. You've never been on a game show or have applied for one before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I've always been a fan of Price is Right.
Oh, Price is Right.
That'd be Awesome or Wipeout or anything like that.
Okay. So you actually you like the action and the quiz aspect of it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Most definitely.
Okay, well, the show that I'm pitching, the show we're going to make, but I'm pitching to you to see if you're interested, it's called Buzzword. So it's BUZZ-word. So,
okay.
It's kind of like, the premise is basically like an extreme version of charades. You're familiar with charades, right? One person makes faces, they can't talk, and the other person tries to guess what they're trying to say. So, this is where it gets extreme and a little different. As you know, reality shows are getting a lot more extreme than previous decades. Sorry, I had somebody behind me talking to me. So here's how it would work. There's just two teams. If your team's up. And the opponents are trying to distract you. And this is how it works. We have a big glass bubble. Let's say you're inside the glass bubble. Your partner, whoever it is that you pick to bring with you, they're outside and they're making the charade noises at you. You know, movements and whatnot. And so you can't hear. It's airtight, so there's no cheating. It's the only way we can guarantee nobody will cheat. And so basically, you will then be in the bubble. It's airtight. And your opponents have remote control helicopters that will be flying up and past you. You know, them little ones you see them a lot on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they'll fly up past you. At the top of the bubble, there is a hive of African yellow jackets. Now, what the opponents are trying to do is fly those helicopters up and basically agitate the bees. Now, that's the pressure you'll be getting to guess, because as you're trying to guess what your opponent's trying to say, probably spitting out all kinds of random words, the yellow jackets will be trying to sting you amongst your head, neck, and face. Now, the thing is, if you say you quit, there's a signal with your hands you use to say you quit, your opponents win. Then if you guess the word, the room fills up with insecticides in a matter of 1.5 seconds and kills all the bees. Then it's the opponent's turn.
It's kind of it's a very morbid game show.
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, based on all the recent studies that have come out, people no longer want to watch the boring, boring little, guess what money's in the suitcase, things like that. They actually want to see extreme. They want to see people hurt, people put in dangerous situations. Japan actually has some of the most highest rated game shows in the whole world, and they do things like throw humans into boiling hot water to see how long they can stand there for quite a bit of money. These kind of things, that's the future of these type of game shows. So, does it sound like something you're interested in? Do you have any allergies to the African yellow jackets? Or
I've never been stung. I don't know. I've never really been stung by a bee before.
Okay. Well, in most cases, African yellow jackets are going to leave big bruises and lots of swelling. I mean, even for people who aren't allergic, just because it's a very violent species of bee. So, I mean, if you're interested, we can put your name down. There'll be $5,000, and the travel expenses covered. If you win, it's kind of got the Jeopardy type of aspect, where if you win so many times in a row, then you get like first week or the first day, you get like $25,000, and it goes up to $100,000, and it goes up to $250,000, then it goes up to $400,000, and then $100,000, or then $500,000. So, the prize money is pretty good.
When would this start filming, and when would this actually be on NBC?
NBC, it's due to come out in the fall. That means we'll probably be shooting in mid to late August. We'll probably see it with some of the fall time sweeps. Late September, probably not. It start probably not probably the probably last week of September. Probably not October, but you never know. They push them dates around sometimes. It's going to be hosted by Louis Anderson. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, yeah. I've saw Louis Anderson for years, his stand-up comedies, his movies.
Yeah, great guy.
He did that last reality show where they diving off
the high. Jumping into the pool. Yep. Splash. Yep, that was a good one. He'll be actually hosting it. Can I ask you a quick question? What is your approximate weight?
I weigh about 170.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because
I'm 5'7".
Oh, okay. Louis actually has a real, real interesting a rider on his contract, which is he refuses to go on camera with anybody that is larger than him. Which isn't too many people, so we're not worried about it too much. I mean, he's pushing, you know, 420, 430. So, as long as you're not up there with them, then it'll be fine. So, So would you,
it could
you think?
Be interesting.
Yeah,
it could be interesting.
Okay. So I could put you down as you would be interested in this show?
Sure.
Awesome. Well, what we're going to do then, because this is just the preliminary, since it does involve violent, you know, some pain and things like that, we knew it wasn't for everybody. But, I mean, the money's good. It's what people want to see. And, you know, you never know. You could win big. Somebody's going to. So I will put a check next to your name. We'll pass you on to the next round. And we will definitely be getting back to you then.
Okay, what kind of bees were these again?
African yellow jackets. They're actually a pretty violent species. That's mostly why we picked them. We definitely don't want anybody who's too allergic. We don't need somebody that's going to go into any kind of cardiac arrest. But I mean, the bruising, the swelling. If your cheek grows three times the size, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's selling now. So with that, that's. We're okay with that. If you're okay with that, I mean, to be honest, if somebody gave me $500,000, they could probably cut my ear off. So, I mean, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, you can just grow another one on the back of a mouth.
That's where it's going. All right, Ryan. Well, I'll put your name down. You'll definitely be hearing back from us. So, We'll be getting back to you. I'm not quite sure how long the rest of these auditions will take. We got several of us working on it, and we got quite the response. So,
okay.
All right. We'll be getting back to you. You have yourself a good night.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, I'm getting bad criticism. Well, some people like it. Apparently, Overflea said, was this supposed to be a prank phone call? Oh, that one kind of stings, Overflea. That one hurts a little bit. So, anyways, I got that guy. I can call back with what round two is going to be like sometime in the future. We'll see how much pain he's really willing to take. So, why is Ice Goose saying poor Jayad? Because I'm lonely. That, and I had a fucking kid's toy going off behind me in the beginning that fucking threw me off. I get $100 as he's looking up African Yellow Jackets right now. So did you guys have some other ideas, some concepts for calls that you want me to make? I mean, I definitely am willing to take suggestions. I think it's pretty funny when the chat room gives me ideas. Because I got about four more ideas, and I'd say two of them are good ideas. The other ones were me trying to fucking do shit. What do these call? Yes, Roy, definitely. I will. That's why I'm going to keep his name, as he was interested. Matter of fact, I'll bold his up right now, just so that'll be my own personal signal that I can call this guy up and say that we've changed some rules to the game and throw in some new rounds and stuff like that, other weird things, because see how far he'll go. Seriously? No suggestions yet? Okay, then I will keep rolling with mine. It's going to be a short show, guys. I'm just going to have to call and tell people that they're stupid and their fucking interesting facts in life are gay and they should go jump off a bridge, because that's a poor interesting fact. I'm not going to troll some escorts. It's not really the pranks that I do too much of. All right, let me look up another one of my numbers. Now that I seem... this, let's see. This person had the weirdest name. It was... this is actually left in a voicemail. And it actually sounds like Removable Boxton. And interesting facts is he's outgoing and positive. And I can't imagine his name's actually Removable Boxton, but I listened to it like five times and I was like... it's fucking Removal Boxton. Yeah, if you want to jump in, Ice, I am down. I hate doing the... I enjoy doing the calls, but I hate actually doing the show by myself. It feels like I'm just being a loser talking to myself with some chat people. And I am a loser, and I know I'm pretty much just talking to myself, and you guys are chat people, so I'm not too far off. But, what do we got to do to get Ice in here, since I pretty much hijacked his shit? Ice, do you need my Skype information so you can log in? I'm gonna text Ice real quick. Well, I don't remember what my fucking login is. I'm always insecure sloth. I'm confident sometimes when I need to be. But when it comes to this shit, I've got my legs when it comes to the calls, but when it comes to just randomly talking, I'm not a fucking radio host. All right. So, Ice wanted to jump in, but I don't know how the hell he's going to. I mean, I'm not sure if I gotta add him in or what. So, I will do my own. I'm gonna call Removal Baxton, that fake ass name. Matter of fact, I'm gonna say you need to give us your real name, sir. You're gonna be on national television. It's a felony to lie. Oh, somebody's messaging me on Skype. That very well could be. John, are you going to log on? Is that what's going on here? Okay, I'm just going to start this guy, because I feel like the show is dragging, because I'm just putting shit off. So, if you want to jump in, let me know. I'm always down to do calls with Ice Goose.
so this baby boy can hear me out. Give me a message.
What the fuck did that guy say? This is the guy who says he's removal boxed in or whatever, and basically he said something and said, leave me a message, be nasty. What the fuck is wrong with people? Okay. Alright, let's try him again. We'll try not to be too nasty for removal Boxton. Your name is stupid. Okay. I will try somebody else because they apparently... Ice Goose, why am I too nice? You better shut your mouth. I will share your resume with everybody. Ah, cool. I think he wants to get on. Oh, where the fuck is he? And Ice Goose, I'm using Ice Goose's account right now, and he has like fucking too many goddamn people. Russell.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Goose.
Hello, hello.
All right, good. I was hoping you'd want to jump on. Now it feels like a radio show again.
Sorry about messing with you, man. That was just the perfect.
No, I was confused on what was going on because I was trying to do something. I didn't realize that two people could log into the same Skype. So I'm sitting here watching your name, which I'm under, sit and fucking say things and put up numbers that weren't real. And I was
random numbers.
The people that were listening on the show probably thought I was the fucking wheels had completely fallen off. But I was just like trying to figure it out, and I realized it had to have been you. So.
Yeah, I wasn't listening on the stream because I was trying not to stay for long because I thought my movie started now.
Yeah.
But it didn't start until 8.
Okay. 50. So how long you think you got?
Probably about 45 minutes.
Oh, awesome. You got any ideas or you just want to roll off my idea list?
What's your idea list?
I have one that I'm saving called Racist. It's a game show. I'll explain it to everybody later. But it's
we should do the South Park episode where we're like, all right, so you got an N, a two G's, an E, and an R, and it's people that annoy you.
too many. I don't know. A lot of South Park fans. That was a brilliant one. What they did.
Yeah, it was so funny. It's so true though.
I was thinking of a show called 10 Rounds, 10 Celebrities, where we talk about how they get to punch the. For every celebrity they knock out, they get to fucking get like $100,000 or something. And then we'll say like, we got Kim Kardashian, Justin Bieber, Donald Trump. I don't know. Just fucking random ideas I had.
Yeah, or we could do that, or we could do some Foursquare. And
I want to keep calling these fucking game show ones. I think it's a pretty good one. We could want to try to convince somebody to let us shoot them out of a cannon. That we
into a brick wall too.
Well, what I wanted to do is say that we'll call whatever. I don't. It doesn't matter what we call it. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna shoot people out of cannons. And
hey, call this number. Oh, my bad, hold on.
What is it?
It's a lost cell phone.
Okay.
We don't do it now. Forget about it.
Okay, go ahead. You taking it?
Yeah.
Right.
Hello, this is Brenda. Please leave your message, and I will return your call. Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, message.
Okay. Did we hang up?
Oh, sorry, my mic was off. Yeah, I hung up and called back.
Yeah, there are a lot of dude.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brenda?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is John Holloman. I think I found your lost cell phone.
Oh, you did?
I think so. I'm not entirely sure. Can you describe it for me?
It's my son's. Well, where did you find it? On Bray Boulevard? Like around there? Or?
Yeah. That was around there.
Oh, gosh, John, that is so great. You know, my son, this is what happened. He and my dad, they went to China yesterday, and my son was like, he wasn't packed. It was like an awful time. He put it on his roof of his car. We drive over to my mom and dad's. He can't find his phone. We go right back, and it disappeared, but he found his glasses. And so he was just all in hysterics because
Cool story. That is a cool story.
Yeah.
Anyways, how much are you willing to pay to get the phone back?
What?
Yeah, I mean, like, isn't there a reward?
A reward?
Yeah, is there a reward for the phone?
Oh, so you're just not, like, a nice guy?
Well, no, I mean, I can give it back. I just, you know, like, I was going to take half of the reward. Like, I wasn't going to take all of it. You know?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, if there's no reward, it's cool. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't thinking of a reward. I just thought that, you know, people, if they find something, they can just kind of give it back. But I guess if you want a little something, I'll be happy to give you a little something.
Okay, cool. Can you tell me a little bit about the phone, though? Like, just to make sure it's yours.
Well, if you found it on Bray Boulevard, I think it's a Galaxy. Samsung? Okay. I don't know what kind of... I mean, I turned it off. Somebody had it, and they turned it off because I kept texting the person and asked for it to be please be returned.
Yeah, do you know if there's a passcode on it, just to confirm?
A what?
You know if there's a password on it, a passcode on it?
I have no idea what my son has on it.
Okay.
I turned it off. I had it, the service stopped, so.
Okay.
Did you find it last night, or when did you find it?
Oh, yeah, I found it last night.
Yeah, like around 9:15 or so?
Yeah, it was around 10.
Huh?
Yeah, it was around then, I think.
Yeah, so then that's it. He lost it like at 9:10, and he went back to look at it like at 9:30, and it was already gone.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Does he have a girlfriend, though?
Does he have a girlfriend?
Yeah. There's a couple pictures of there, or of like, some girl.
Well, I don't know what my son has. I mean, he has some pictures that...
I swear I knew her. Like, I swear I recognized her.
Who it is? What are you doing looking at his pictures?
I was trying to see if there was any nude pictures that I could probably, like, take off of there and keep for myself.
Well, you're a little bit... Okay. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, and you said you had a daughter?
No, I never said that.
I thought you said you had a daughter. All right. So where do you want to meet? The police station.
why there?
Where do you live?
Why do you need to know where I live though?
Well, I don't know, John. I just want the phone back. I'm not trying to play games with you.
Not trying to play a game, but I don't want to. Like, I don't think you need to know where my address is.
Oh no, I don't need to know your address. I just said where do you want to meet. I don't care anymore. I just want to get the.
What about like a Starbucks or something? Maybe in the bathroom or something. I'm looking.
Need to go to the bathroom.
Well, I mean, you said like I could have a favor. I was wondering if that favor could be like some sexual relations.
What kind of freak are you? Do you have the phone or not?
I know I have the phone, ma'am. I just, you know, I saw a picture of you. I saw a picture of you on the pictures, and I thought you were very sexually attractive. So.
I'm his mom.
I know, but you're also what's known as a MILF, and I like that.
Do you have the phone or not?
I do have the phone. I'm just wondering, like, how much you're willing to give me to get the phone back.
You give me the phone, and I'll give you some money. Okay?
I want a blowjob. want a nice big old sloppy blowjob. I was showing up.
Dude, you were killing me. Yeah, that was really good. See, yeah, I need to be more aggressive like you. You need to amp it up. But I kind of wanted to let that last guy go because I kind of want to call him back maybe next week and tell him we got an idea for round two of the game show.
Can I call him? I kind of want to take this. I want to try one.
You want? Okay, yeah, we can. Yeah. I got a shitload of these. Well, not a shitload. Not as many people as responded as before. This guy's name is. Because did you hear at the beginning, I also asked them to give me an interesting fact about themselves.
Yep.
This guy's name's John Wyborn. That's a fucked up last name, Wyborn. Why were you born? And he graduated from college at the age of 48 with a 3.64 grade point average that he's very proud of and got honors or some shit like that. I don't know. That's fucking silly. So, anyways, let me... Oh. I always almost put the number in the fucking chat room every time.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't try to.
I'll have to kick you. I'm a mean admin. I'm not admin, but I'm not.
All right. Now, do you want me to hang around on this call, too? Because, I mean, it could be like a...
Yeah, you want to double teams?
Yeah. Let's gangbang this fucker.
Gangbang it. I like it.
John Weinman. Wyborn? Was that what it was?
I really, before I leave, I want to call that lady back, though.
Okay.
Let's see. Hello.
Hi, is this John Wyman?
No, John's not home.
My name is John Holloman. I'm an executive producer with the game show. I was wondering if I could speak to him.
He is not home right now.
Well, he needs... Well, would you be interested in maybe being in a game show?
I know he told me you were going to call, and he's really interested in it.
Well, I was wondering, since he's not here, I have to do an audition anyways. Would you be interested?
Nope, I was in bed. I got my nightgown on. I'm really not interested.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm so pretty, sorry. And he'll be disappointed.
Oh, well, I'm already pretty excited right now.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I am. No. Are you a MILF?
Am I what?
Are you available?
No.
No?
I'm not interested.
Does your husband like double teams? Would you be interested in that?
My husband has been deceased for many years.
Oh, that's really awkward. So you are available, though.
Oh, yes? Oh, you meant I thought you meant for a game show.
No, no, no. I meant for me to take you on a nice date downtown. And
where do you live?
Where do you live, Big Mama?
I asked you first, your
papa. No, I asked you second.
That's right.
I live in California.
Well, that's what I thought, 661's California Exchange. I live in Michigan, but I love California.
Are you trying to come down here?
No,
I can give you some sex on the beach.
We can get that here in Michigan, too.
Well, I mean, your beaches are shit, though. Ours are warm.
That's the truth.
I own public beach, so you can just come down here. And... Are you good at head? Are you good at giving head?
The south end?
Yeah, are you good at giving head?
Well, you'd have to ask my fellow from California.
What was that?
You'd have to ask the guy in California that I was involved with.
You did a LDR?
Nope.
Who were you involved with? Maybe I know him.
Not now.
Maybe we can, like, both have a threesome.
No, no, no. He'll never touch me again.
Why?
Because he lied and deceived me. Lied and deceived me, and I just...
Baby, I'm not going to do that to you, though.
No, I...
My name is John Holloman. I'm different. I'm a real man.
That would be fun to find out, but
you wanna hook up maybe?
I'll have to think about it.
Really? How big are your breasts? Just curious.
Well, I wear 40 double D.
Really?
Yep.
Are you shaved?
Nope.
Nope. Ah, I like it like that. No, just how I like it, baby girl.
Hey, this is going far enough. I got it. I'm reading my book trying to get sleepy. You
are
stuff
you wet?
Like that. I'll never get sleepy.
No, are you wet now?
Not yet. I don't know you enough to do that.
You trying to have some phone sex? I'm down right now. My pants are already off, so I mean, well, if I'm down. Oh, what's a good number to reach you at? I'm going to send you a dick pic. I'm thinking of you right now. I'm getting erect.
Well, you're far too fast for me, sir, so I'm going to hang up the phone. And
why is that? Come on, baby girl. You know I love you. Listen. You broke up with me once, and I'm done with this.
And I'll do it again.
No,
good night.
You ain't gonna. Hang up. Hang up before she hangs up on John Holloman.
Okay. Wow.
I'm fucking disturbed right now.
Dude, you can come stay at my house. I'm pretty sure you can nail that chick.
I'm not trying to hit an 80-year-old woman. Holy fuck.
Dude, she was almost down.
I know,
but
dude. She didn't know
there's like 50
it.
People listening.
She actually fucking thought about it, too. Did you hear that? She was like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's not used to that type of approach. That's funny. Yeah, why didn't you ask her if she does anal? That's anytime you get a girl that's excited, you gotta ask her.
My bad.
No, I know. It's Lothan wrote that. That's funny. Well, that call didn't go anywhere near the direction I thought it was going to go. Oh, that sucks. You're going to go away. I love doing calls with you. All right. Let me get the net.
Will you call the missing phone one back?
Yes. Do you still have that number or you want me to search for it?
Oh, I can get it.
Okay, yeah. Give me that number and then I'll call it back. Dude, I am impressed.
Yeah, I do two calls and they're both gold.
Yeah. Okay, it's added.
Probably got like 15 more minutes left. I haven't eaten since this morning. Ooh. Yeah, I was trying to get some.
Hello, this is Brenda. Please leave your message, and I will return your call. Thank you.
Trying again.
All right.
Hello, this is Brenda. Please leave your message,
She just ain't gonna take it. Oh, cool. Ken's around.
Ooh. No, fuck Ken. Ken. I want Ken.
I'll add Ken in just a few.
Spooky.
Much time left, anyways. All right, we're going to jump to another one where we're trying to double team it. Let's see.
I actually will, you piece of shit.
So this person, her name's Shanika, and she didn't leave an interesting fact about herself. So I say we first introduce ourselves, and then we say, you know how, you know, you basically run her down for not following directions.
We'll set her up for failure. Like, even if she does the commands right, we'll just tell her that she failed or something.
Okay. All right, adding.
You want to start it off?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
But you stay on, too.
Hello.
Hi, is this Shanika?
Who's calling?
Hi, this is Ryan Token. And John Holloman, we are from Jiad Talent Agency. You responded to an ad we placed on Craigslist. We're looking for game show contestants.
And what is it? What was it for?
We're actually looking for game show contestants for a game show.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I didn't think it went through, though.
No, it went through. Yep. No, we
okay.
got. Yep. So I'm one of the producers. Another one is John Holloman. He's on the line with us. John?
Yep, I'm here. I'm the executive producer. My name is John Holloman.
So, have you ever been on a game show before?
No.
Have you ever applied for a game show before?
No.
Okay, well, let me just tell you that process a little bit. Basically, what we do is we look for people that fit the criteria. Of the people that we're looking for, and then throw a small.
Your phone is going out.
John?
Yep, I'm here.
calm down on your phone, John.
What's going on?
Yeah, we're getting some weird feedback.
Is that me?
Could be your cell phone.
All right.
Okay. So what we do is we basically like you responded to our ad. If you meet our criteria, then you know we throw small amounts of money at you, basically to get you to do things that normally people wouldn't do in real life. But most people don't have the kind of money that we have. So, you know, to us it's small potatoes. To you, it you know it's a year's worth of life. So
yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like a Southern game show, like an old 1800s game show.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much, like, we have one African-American, and then we have a bunch of white people. And they kind of, they don't make black jokes, but they kind of infer some stuff. It's like Wheel of Fortune, except they pick, like, stuff, like, words out of black jokes, and you try to make them into a full joke. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the black person can't say anything.
They got to keep their cool. That's the point of the game. Is how much can you be insulted without giving in? Basically, if after 1 week of doing hour long shows, if you can be berated nonstop and still stand strong, you can get $500,000.
Yep.
No, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Do you have a problem being called racial slurs? Part of it's going to be almost like Big Brother,
mm-hmm.
to where you're going to be locked in the house with a bunch of like rednecks,
mm-hmm.
and most of them are not most of them, but some of them are registered Ku Klux Klan members,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be interesting. But if you can last the full 5 weeks locked in the house full of rednecks. It's $500,000.
Yeah, basically, you just can't lose your cool. That's the point of it. And it's easier said than done. I mean, some of these guys are just Southern hillbilly hicks. We're going to give you $500,000. They're each getting $600 because they're stupid little people.
And a case of Copenhagen, and a thing of PBR. So. You're getting a lot of money. They're not really getting anything. But, because it's on the game show, it's not censored.
No.
So anything can happen.
Okay.
They are not given any rope, though, so no physical violence will happen. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we don't allow, any kind of violence. Any kind of violence would instantly get anybody disqualified. So it's just constant barrage of insults. This is what American
Nazis. If you hit them, or you call them cracker. Oh, sorry, I'm dying. Okay, sorry, I was choked on a peanut butter. If you hit them, you call them white trash. You call them a cracker. You call them any white slur. You automatically lose the $500,000. You can't talk back to a white man.
Mm-hmm.
So, how does that sound?
That sounds good, too.
Okay.
I think I'm strong enough to handle it.
Okay. Yeah, because that's really what it's all about. It's about the will and testament of, you know, the human soul, their ability to take abuse and keep pushing when it's important enough. So a big factor of it will be just, you know, you constantly having respect, and you know, and that's the whole point of it being in like an 1800 setting, is
mm-hmm.
is we're gonna need you to refer to them as master,
mm-hmm.
and never kind of break that character of, you know, the bad time, the slavery times.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, do you have any questions? You seem to be pretty compliant so far.
It lasts for a week.
Yeah, well, it'll last for a week. We'll actually broadcast it. It'll be like a five-week show for us when we broadcast it. But you'll just be there for a week, yes.
Okay, that sounds good. And where are you located at?
Well, we're actually out of Los Angeles, but we'll be shooting this in Mississippi.
Yeah. And you'll actually, they'll actually be able to burn crosses in the house. We'll have a cross burning area.
Mm-hmm.
So, and loud noises, speakers can go all around your room. They're actually built into your room.
Mm-hmm.
And they can choose whatever volume they want.
Mm-hmm.
Or however long they want. So they can play the N-word 8 hours straight.
Yeah, I mean,
many hours a day is it?
Oh, it's all day. It's for a whole week straight, a whole 5 days straight. So basically, you're on the set nonstop, and what these people are trying to do is they're trying to break your spirit. And it's easier said than done. I mean, it's not like you got the opportunity to walk away. It's not like it's tough. We did this with an experiment. You know, that's how these game shows are basically done. We set up like a fake demo and see how it works. None of our demo people were able to get through it, and that's why we went with 5 days. So it's yeah. Easier said than done. Are you familiar with Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hacksaw Jim Duggan is actually hosting the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because he's a well-known Southern racist. So he's actually going to be hosting the show, and then. We actually got what's his name? What was the co-host name? The person doing all the announcing, John?
I don't know.
Okay, let me look up the name. The Iron Sheik? Yeah, the Iron Sheik.
It was the Iron Gook.
Who?
The Iron Gook.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he used to go by the Iron Sheik, but now it's the Iron Gook. So, are you familiar with his workings? He's a real anti-American, run people down insults kind of guy, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you think, John? How's this interviewing going? Do you think she's going to be a keeper?
I like her. Yep. I need you to say a couple key phrases. Ma'am?
Yes.
Can you say a couple key phrases for me?
He's going to give you some lines to say. They'll be like the promotional lines.
Okay.
Yes, master. I'm going to go pick your cotton.
Say it again.
Creep. Creep. Yes, master. I'm going to go pick your cotton.
Yes, master. I'm going to go pick your cotton.
Well, that's pretty good. I didn't even hear any resentment in there. So, I mean,
you have to want to go pick the cotton.
Yes, I know.
Have you picked cotton before?
No. I'm not. I'm young. I ain't that old. 39.
Okay.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I have to go. I got to go do some stuff. So I will be on. Later, I recommend hiring her.
Okay.
If she can complete some more of the phrases I've already given to you, I definitely recommend hiring.
Okay.
Anyways, I'll speak to y'all later, okay?
Okay.
Okay, right, thank you.
Take care, John. Okay. I guess we'll just do a couple more of the phrases that John had laid out for me, which is, number one, this would be if you actually make it to the end. It's free at last, free at last, free at last. Which you obviously know who we're quoting there.
Mm-hmm. You want me to say that?
Yes.
Okay. Free at last, free at last, free at last.
Nice, nice. Now, you're familiar with most reality television shows and how they have the private interview booth, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're gonna have one of those, and that'll be the only time where you can say what you want or the way TV works, say what we tell you to say sometimes, you know, it's reality television isn't all totally not scripted. I'll just put it that way. So, why don't you say, I can't wait to get away from these crazy fucking crackers.
I can't wait to get away from these crazy fucking crackers.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. If you were sitting in that box, and remember you've been berated, let's say we're on day 3, you've been berated by just the smelliest Mississippi hillbillies that you could even think of. Speak to the phone like you would be in front of the camera, venting your frustrations, because once a day we will interview you to go over what we did that day. And okay. So just go ahead and fake it so I can kind of get an idea for how it'll be.
Okay, what you want me to say?
Well, this is where I want you to, because sometimes it's scripted. Sometimes we want you to say things because we know we can get shock value out of it. But other times people's personalities are good enough to get their own. So go ahead and give me, like I said, I'm going to lay the scenario down, and then you talk to the camera like you've just been through the scenario. So we're on day three. They burned three crosses that day. They've been following you around, calling you black trash, all the normal hillbilly racist stuff. Now, it's the end of day three, and you get to go into the room. Now you actually get to vent. You get to say things without being disqualified. So, and go.
Thank God I'm free at last.
No, give me a little bit more. Like, just go ahead and throw out several different lines, or you can say one big long line, basically. Because I'm basically trying to feel you out to see if I can throw you in front of a camera and you can come up with your own material.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let me see.
Yeah, take a second if you need it.
Okay, you want me to say it seriously?
Seriously, comically, however, whatever your natural personality is. Remember the situation you just been through, which is you're on day three of being berated and just treated like you're less.
Okay. Thank God I made it through this bullshit. Now I'm free, and I can be free at last. Is that good?
Yeah, that's not too bad. Throw a few more at me. Remember, it's not over. You still have 2 days to go. That would be something you'd be saying more on the fifth day. So, this is you're in the middle of it. You can be insultive back towards them. For instance, we'll say there's a hillbilly with no teeth. His name's Rusty. He's a real piece of shit. He's been dropping the N-bomb and the whole porch. Person, I don't really like to go there, but he's been throwing that at you all day, treating you like garbage. You're also gonna have to do a lot of what they say, things around their house, and so they've been making you do pointless stuff. They made you pick up a pile of rocks and move it 20 feet over in the yard, and when you were done, you said, "Yeah, I'm done, master," and they said, "All right, now move it back." So this is the kind of bully and beat down that they've been putting you through. So go ahead and vent. It's your time.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know. I'm excited. I don't know yet.
Oh, that's fine. Pull it out. Pull out the anger. It's 400 years of people beating the hell out of you because of the most ignorant reason that you can, which is race. So go for it.
Okay. My God Almighty, thank God. I gotta think about it first.
Try to think of it this way. We're bouncing back and forth of regular conversation. Don't try to put it together like you would a speech. Put it together like you're talking to me. You're talking to the audience. You're talking to your family who's just watched this, totally degraded show that is just beyond anything that would of reality, so...
Like, I'm tired. I don't think I can take this anymore. It's just driving me fucking crazy. It's making me, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why we're doing these interviews, because it's a little harder than you think. Sometimes the editors make it look easy. So,
Yeah, because I'm still at work, too, so...
Oh, you're still at work. Okay. I don't want to get you fired or anything. This is okay to talk right now?
You call me back in about 20 minutes, I'll be leaving.
Okay, I like your personality so far. I'm going to keep you on our list. If you remember the ad, right, it said preliminary. So we got secondary round interviews coming up. So I'm going to go ahead and pass you around to the secondary one. So be prepared, a little more mentally prepared for these kind of things where we're going to try to test you and see what you can say and things like that. We may not get to the secondaries till next week, but I'm definitely moving you to the secondary. I think the only thing that you were missing is we threw you off. So
okay.
I want before I let you go?
Yes.
Now remember, we're putting you in a situation where no person should ever be comfortable, right? So but the audience wants to see sassy black woman. You know what I mean? So when you're doing booth time, I want to hear sassy black woman. So why don't you give me just string together about 10 words of sassy black woman, throw it at me.
Okay, let's see. I guess it could be anything?
It's you. Do whatever you want.
Okay, just give me a little sample, like.
Okay, let's see. Let's see, I'm trying to think of one of the situations we're going to be putting you through. Oh, there's a point where this part's
like this one. I'm a strong black woman. You think you can tear me down? It would never happen.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And what I want also is throw in some white people insults.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll have to do that one, huh?
Yeah, no, I got tough skin, and I can tell you're a nice woman, so go for it.
Okay. I'm an independent woman. No, okay, let me do this one over. I'm a strong black woman with a head on my shoulder, and you crackers can't hold me down for nothing.
I love it. I could actually see that in the promos. That sounds good. The only thing I want a little more from you is a little more sassy black woman. Like, I like what you said. It was perfect. But I don't know if maybe it's just because you're at work, so you can't really throw your voice behind it.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because I just had to leave going downstairs.
Okay, I see. Because you had it. You just didn't have the level.
Yeah.
Okay, say,
okay, how this sound?
All right.
If you white boys think you can hold me down, you got another thing coming.
Nice. Now say all that and say, now shut that camera off. I'm going to have a watermelon break.
If you white boys think you can bring me down, you got another thing coming. Now shut that camera off. I'm going on break.
No, watermelon break.
Oh, I'm going on watermelon break.
Nice, beautiful. See, I know this seems like a weird show, but this is kind of where it's going. People like different, you know what I mean? So, all right, well, I tell you what, you've done a really good job. I'm going to go ahead and put a check mark next to your name, Shanika, right? That's how you say it? Okay, I'm going to put a check mark next to your name, which means probably next week, next Friday. Are you going to be working around this time?
Yeah. I just have Tuesdays and Wednesdays off.
Okay. Is there if I called you back around this time sometime, could you answer the call and then maybe we'll go over some more lines, some other concepts, ideas, things like that?
We can. Or you can do it early in the day before 3 o'clock before I go in.
Okay. What time zone are you in? What state?
It's 11 now.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is we're actually out of California, and we typically do our calls around 8. So, but that's okay. I'll just give you a call. If you can take the call, you can. But we'll move you on to round 2. Does that sound good?
Okay, that sounds real good.
All right, my powerful black sister, you have a good watermelon break. I'll talk to you then.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye. Hey, somebody let Jose on. Jose, are you on?
Yes, I am on.
Ah. All right, Jose, I want to put you on a show where people are holding people in Mexico down. No, I'm just kidding.
Chopping off their heads, hands,
yeah.
Feet, put them in the tub.
Yeah, we're having a show called Cartel.
Nice.
Are you okay with climbing in, having your arms cut off and climbing into a vat of acid so we can make some kind of like liquid body that we can dump easily?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. You're hired. Well, that one got a little silly. Good. I'm glad you guys liked my have a good watermelon break. Uh-oh. Damn it, my kid's starting to cry. Sloth, you're listening, but you can't crank on any music, can you? Damn it. I was going to have him crank on some music real fast. Well, I'll tell you what. You want to do a call, Jose?
Sure.
Okay. I will try to be quick if the call doesn't go through. This is Eric Martin, and he's a retired pastor. So just go ahead and kind of do like I was doing. Just pitch anything you got off of your mind. That last one was totally not scripted at all. Okay, take that. I'll be right back, okay? Eric Martin, he's a retired pastor. It's an interesting fact.
Go ahead, Derp. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hello? This is... Who? I'm calling about the show, the game show that you apply to.
Yes, I'm Eric Martin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Eric. How's your day going?
Great.
Great. It's going to get greater because we chose you to be one of our contestants.
Okay.
Okay, but first, there's going to be a special ceremony for the opening show that we're going to burn crosses. Are you all right with that?
I mean, what is it about? I mean, what is the game show about?
Oh, it's about, like, the Devil's Bible. Have you ever heard of it?
Actually, I have heard of it, yes.
Okay, we're going to ask you
questions.
So there's
a game show about the Devil's Bible?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And so exactly how is that going to play out?
Well, we're going to ask you questions about the devil, like where was he born, and everything, and if you answer correctly, because we're going to be, it's going to be on NBC.
Uh-huh.
Oh, crap, it's raining.
So NBC is going to air a game show called The Devil's Bible?
Yes. Okay, but first, let me ask you, are you all right with us tying you up? Because it's going to consist of you on top of a pool with electrical eels. And for every single question you're wrong, you will lower you.
Okay.
Are you all right with that?
That doesn't bother me.
Okay, but doesn't bother you that we're going to talk about the devil?
No, I talk about the devil all the time.
Okay, so do you think that the devil's your Lord and Savior? Or slave?
No, he's not. Jesus Christ is.
No, but... So. Yeah, but you know the devil is Jesus' son, right?
No, he's not. So.
Yes, no, because God raped Mary. You know that, right? God did not even ask permission to have the baby, which is well known as Jesus Christ.
Wow, you are completely misinformed. How does a child come into existence by the very hand and act of God? Allowing creation to take place. He does that with every child. It is by his power that all creatures come into being.
Okay, that's where you're wrong, sir, because first off, my parents made me, right? My parents had
no,
sex.
No, your parents didn't. Okay, your parents didn't.
Who did then?
God creates every creature. Your
even
parents Osama,
no, wait,
do,
wait. Even Barack Obama, which is he's like a terrorist. Plus, even Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, Hitler, which is my Lord and Savior for me.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. How can Hitler be your Lord and Savior if Satan is?
Well, you see.
You sound rather confused.
No, I'm not confused, sir. Because they're all the same. They all come from one.
They're all the same.
Okay, but anyway, do you want to be in the game show or not?
So explain to me how the process of the game show is going to take place.
All right, I'm going to have to pass you on to my supervisor, John Trollson.
Okay. Is he a Satanist too?
Hello, this is John Trolson. Hello?
Yes.
How are you? I just got,
I'm doing great.
I was just patched through. We're doing our preliminary interviews. Is there an issue?
Not with me, but the guy who was talking to me seems to be a Satanist that resents the fact that I'm a Christian.
Well, yeah, we're all from Hollywood. I mean, that's kind of our M.O.
Oh, the M.O. is that you're Satanist?
Well, it's that we think the world is godless and that, you know, for the most part, you guys got it all wrong. But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. What we're trying to do is make a game show, and we're getting contestants for NBC this fall. I mean,
okay, so NBC's going to make a game show about Satan's Bible?
Absolutely, sure. I mean, according to recent studies, religion is falling off in America. And
that's true.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we don't make up these stats. And in turn, we are actually coming out with the Devil's Bible. ABC, ripping us off as always, they're coming out with Why Satan Will Win. And I wouldn't be surprised if Fox comes out with some stupid show hosted by CeeLo about how the devil is going to destroy Jesus or something. I don't know, but they always rip us off. We do it first. So the recent studies basically show that people want to see arguments about religion, people want to see the bad guy win, and people like immoral, satanic type of concepts. So, I mean, the show is going to be a home run.
Okay.
Okay. So, basically what we're doing is we put out our ads. Tonight's round one. We're doing the preliminaries to see who's interested. We're getting some personalities. So far, I kind of like you because you seem to be somebody who likes conflict. As soon as I said hello, I started getting kind of barraged. So, I mean, you got that going for you. So, do you have any questions?
I just firmly believe what I believe, and I'm going to stand my ground. That's the whole point of that. So,
yeah, I mean, ignorance is a great concept that we can sit and sell on our show. So, I mean, the more ignorant you are to whatever weird beliefs you have, the better it'll be for our ratings. I'm sure of that. Because you might end up being, you know, the guy that everybody hates. And believe it or not, the guy that everybody hates usually wins. And the pot's pretty big this time around. I mean, $50,000 or $500,000 is a good chunk.
Okay. So exactly how does this game show play out?
First we put a chip in the left hand of all the contestants. It's a GPS chip that will basically hold all their information, and we'll refer to the chip as the mark of the beast. So we're going to have 10 different people, and there's going to be a bunch of satanic rituals, and they're going to follow the Devil's Bible fairly close. I mean, there's going to be some regular Bible stuff, too. There's actually quite a few parallels between the actual Bible and the Devil's Bible. So there'll be some that'll play out, and some will be playing out for good, and some will be playing out for evil because people like that. But typically, the evil ones are going to win. There's going to be a host to represent the good and represent the evil. So what, and players that, again, represent the good and represent the evil. So,
So let me stop you right there.
Yes.
Seeing as how you've already determined that the evil is going to basically win.
No, the audience.
That's not a game show. That's a concocted outcome.
No, you jump into the conclusions. I was still explaining how the show works.
Well, you actually just said that.
I said it's going
you
to
just said that.
No. I like the way that you draw a conclusion and you'll keep pushing it. That's definitely a plus.
I'm not pushing anything. You said that. Said the evil wins most of the time. I'm like, really? So if you already, what's the point of the game show?
The game show is that the people compete and the audience votes. So,
but you've already come to the conclusion.
No, that's
most of the time evil will win.
Well, I mean, are you talking real life or are you talking game show?
You're talking the game show.
Right.
I ask you about the game show, and you explain that that's the way it would be.
I'm talking to you, and you're yelling at me because I don't believe what you believe. It has nothing to do with belief. That's what we need for
it's what
show.
You just said. I'm not yelling at you. I'm explaining, and you keep contradicting me that you didn't say it.
Yeah,
and
I
you just did.
No, but I didn't, though. That's what's weird about it. So, do you want to hear more about the show? So, basically, there's going to be 5 contestants that represent good, 5 that represent evil. There's going to be 2 hosts. One's going to be Louis Anderson. Familiar with him?
Yes.
Yep, he's a Hollywood Satanist. He will represent the evil. And then we're actually going to get Pat Robinson. As long as he don't back out, we got him right now to represent the good. So those will be the 2 hosts. They pretty much just talk and say things. They don't play in the game at all. But the contestants will definitely compete in the games. There's to go after. Here's an example. In the Satanist Bible, it says the devil fishes souls out of the sea of humans and will someday overcome that of God, is how basically it interprets. And so there's a game where there's a big pool of, they're basically souls, but really all they are is little things you catch on a hook, and the people just sit and they compete. So you got good versus evil, and then the winner of that, you know, basically it comes down to voting people off after so many of these little contests, and then the audience participates on which, you know, let's say as we're expecting, let's say the good loses, and so then the audience has to vote which good will get, which one of the goods will get voted off, and then this goes on until there's no more of the good or no more of the evil, but it's gonna be no more of the good. So
Then do the good or the evil play off against each other?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying here. So it's like
No. Good, say, gets rid of the evil, or the evil gets rid of the good. Either way, then the team that's left, the good or the evil, plays against itself down to one person?
No. That isn't it. But there will be a round, like let's say you're right. Like let's say all the goods lose and get voted off. There will be a resurrection card that one of the hosts can play. So at that point, Pat Robinson would actually play his resurrection card. He gets 2. He gets the resurrection and then the return of cards. So he gets to actually at 2 different points bring somebody back. He doesn't have to wait until there's nobody. He could do it after one person was voted off. So, but eventually, yes, there potentially could still be several evil and no good left.
Okay, so how does...
Hello? I think
hello?
Did you cut off or did you just quit talking? I didn't hear you.
Get down to 1.
How's it get down to 1?
Yeah.
Okay. So
how can there be 1 winner if you're left with just...
No, it's
a team of good or a team of evil.
Right. So basically, it's teams. It's not... maybe in the end there will be 3 evil and 0 good. You know, and so then evil wins. Devil wins.
Okay, so who wins your game show prize? The devil?
Oh, no. I get what you're saying. It's whoever... That's why in the ad we put up to $5,000 or $500,000, because if there is 3 people left on evil, then the evil gets to split that. But if there's only 1 evil left, let's say it comes down to 1 good versus 1 evil, then if there's 1 evil and the evil wins, then he gets the whole caboodle. So that's what it is. The remaining team members, or the 1 team member, will split that amount of money.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. I mean, obviously, you sound like you would prefer to join the good team. You sound like the Pat Robinson type and everything. So, would you be interested in this game?
I'd be interested in finding out about it.
Okay, so you're definitely interested in going to our secondary rounds then of interviews?
Okay, just, what does that consist of?
It'll be more questioning and stuff like that. Basically, I got about almost 20 workers right now. We're calling all the different people who applied for the show, and then we'll knock it down to, like, you know, I don't know, I guess whatever it comes down to, like a 500 and 500, and then we'll keep going from there. We'll probably be shooting in late August, and it'll premiere in late September, right around the fall sweeps, possibly in October. So.
Okay.
All right.
And so I guess I'm to expect another call?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're hoping to get to the secondaries by next week around this time.
Okay.
So if you're interested, we could definitely we'll go over it some more with you, and you know, I'm more than happy to I could even call you back. We could do some more arguing. I mean, to me, it helps show your personality, and I think it helps point it out. Or even yet, I could get one of my antagonists to talk to you, and then we could really try to pull some emotion out from you, because this is what people want. People want to see people angry. People want to see people's feelings hurt. This is what America's come to.
Well, you're going to find that actually my questions are to try and get to the truth of what's really supposed to take place. I'm not getting angry about it because there's no point.
That's fine. No, but that's why I'm saying maybe I'll get an antagonist, because see what we're probably going to really want to test for is, see, I haven't questioned your religion. I've only called you a liar because I didn't think that I said what you said I said. But an antagonist on the phone could start pulling out emotions, because you know what? We don't want a boring show. So we want the guy who's extreme, who's going to get pissed. I mean, it's what sells. I mean, nobody cares about a quiet librarian who has an opinion. They want the irate, ignorant, I'm going to tell
and
you
Pat, how. To... Pat Robinson's going to go in for that?
Yeah. I mean, he's right up there at the time. I mean, that's why it's him versus Louis Anderson, you know, because it's both of those guys are pretty mellow toned, but they're both extremely religiously convicted to each of the sides.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to actually, like I said, they're not going to compete. They're just going to, they'll talk to the teams, talk to the camera. I'm sure Pat will do some gay bashing and some preaching about how everything's going to hell and all that he always does, and probably blame hurricanes on gays or something like that. But, you know, that sells. That's why we picked Pat, and as long as him and his people don't back out, it's going to be pretty entertaining.
Hmm. Okay.
So, if you're interested, I'll go ahead and put a check mark next to your name.
Well, that sounds interesting, yes.
Yep, and that'll cue you up to probably get a call around this time next week. Like I said, I may actually include not only myself, but maybe an antagonist to try to see quite where you sit temperament-wise, which if you get flare and pissed and they say things that offend you, and that's fine, because that's what I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to find out who's gonna get me ratings. I mean, that's what it's all about. I don't care if feelings are hurt. I don't care if people are hurt. I don't even care if, you know, the children are affected and damaged their whole life. What my job is for NBC is to get them money, get them ratings, and get them advertising revenue.
And NBC is okay with this.
Yeah, the show's already pitched. It's going.
I mean, well, what I'm saying is, what you just said, NBC doesn't care if children get hurt or families get hurt or anybody gets hurt. They just want the ratings and the money.
Yeah, that's pretty much what all TV's set up for. I mean, how many shows are actually on television that don't have some kind of pay-per-view, or you have to sit through commercials? None, right?
Well, I know they all exist for me, but there is a point at which they pull stuff because it is damaging, and they don't care as much about the ratings as they do about
PBS is about
opinion.
the only channel that really has morals, and they don't make any money. So, I mean, that nobody
PBS
follows.
Doesn't have morals.
No, they got the most morals. That's the thing.
Oh no, they don't.
Yeah, they got the most morals, and that's why they actually have to panhandle. They actually have to beg the audience for money. I mean, the big ones out there, you know, like your Fox News and your things like that. I mean, those are just
they have to panhandled because they are pathetic.
No, it's because
the stuff they put on most of the time is not moral, it's garbage.
I don't know.
That's
why nobody watches it. I seen a really good show called Alone in the Wild that was really interesting about a guy who went and lived out in Alaska and he built his own cabin and stuff. I mean, that didn't seem too pathetic to me. It's kind of a
There are so much better shows that are better
Pat Burns
videoed and produced than what PBS does.
Are you familiar with Burns, the guy who makes all them documentaries about like street signs in World War II? I wouldn't say he's that. I get it. You've been indoctrinated to hate anything liberal, and that's cool. That fits because I mean you obviously have never watched PBS, so I mean Sesame Street. Wow, that's so evil, but that's fine. That you're the kind of guy.
I grew up watching Sesame Street, man.
Yeah, exactly. PBS. That's who produced.
Yeah, I know.
Sesame Street. Did it
but
ruin?
Beyond you? Sesame Street and Electric Company and those children's programs, the rest of the programming is very dull and boring, and people don't watch it. That's why they have to beg for money.
Well, then who's giving them money if nobody's watching it? See, it just shows you. I mean, I love the attitude. So this is like a backhanded insult, but I love the arrogance and the ignorance that's coming off you. It's great. I love it.
What do they do every year to raise money?
They panhandle because they actually have morals.
Okay, how do they do that? How do they do that?
They ask people to donate money.
Yeah.
What does Fox do?
If you look, they have auctions and they have gifts and they're constantly selling stuff, really, is what they're doing. I know our local Channel 19 here in town, they have auctions all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that's how they raise money instead of being like Fox or some of the other channels.
So
that just constantly
people don't give them money because they care. They buy stuff.
Yeah, but that's a little different than like selling boner pills so you can have a guy on TV screaming and yelling nonsense. And that's kind of what Fox News does. So, anyways, Eric, I got a quick question for you. Do you have a blog?
Sure. No.
No? Okay, so you don't have anywhere on the internet where you vent information?
No,
I'm just curious.
Need to do that.
I find our conversation, even though we're obviously polar opposites, I find it very insightful, and I enjoy it. So I was just curious if there's somewhere else we could pick up on this, because I have a ton of calls I got to make. But
well,
that being said,
you have a good night.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. There's one more question.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Eric.
Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Yeah, I have one more question for you.
What?
How many kids have you been raping so far since you're
a
priest?
Jose.
What?
That's over the line, Jose. you made him hang up. I want to call him back with some more antagonist shit.
You should ask him if he knows about Bert and Ernie teaching kids about homosexuality on fucking Sesame Street.
Oh, that would have been great. Hey, I like your horse's fucking picture, Ken.
Hey, you like that?
Well, then I opened up Skype again. And yeah, that guy was a fucking trigger, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, Sloth. They tried to glorify homelessness with Oscar the Grouch.
Yep. All right, I'm going to play something for you guys. If you guys want to kill your mics, because I don't think Sloth is around anymore. Sloth, are you around? Because he was going to play something for me, and we just didn't get to it. Let me type to him really fast.
He's in tiny chat right now.
I want him to play this audio. This guy is fucking something else. Let me see. I'll just go over just the minor bullshit of it. Sloth, actually, I sent him the audio for it. So this guy sent me a crazy fucking voicemail that went on for like a minute and a half, and he really thinks he's something. He actually has internet videos and shit. I wonder if I still got that up. Let me look him up real quick. But, like, it's kind of sad because the guy really thinks he's going to be discovered and he's going to be somebody. And I actually think he might be somebody I want to keep calling back.
Hampton, also known as Gem and Wise on YouTube. That's GEMINWISE. I'm an up and coming comedian, actor. I beatbox a genre of music that I made up. If you guys want to check out my comedy, just Google Gem and Wise or YouTube it, G-E-M-I-N-W-I-S-E. You can best reach me at 917-202-6371. My email is bb, lowercase of course, bboylucasmcky at gmail.com. I would love to be on this show. I think it would be great. And plus, with my personality, I'm extremely hyperactive. And I just think that it would be really funny to see someone that looks kind of like Divas Jim Carrey on national television trying to win money. I mean, I think your ratings would go through the roof. I'm super funny. My girlfriend kind of looks like Kristen Stewart. She would love to be on the show, too. She's super, super smart. And I'm going to send her the email right now. So, yeah, give me a call, man, 917-202-6371. And check this out.
So apparently that's his music.
Hey, sound like he was choking on a dick.
I know, and he does more of it in his video. The video's like, hey, cut that music out, Sloth. What's wrong with Sloth?
Sloth, you drunk bastard.
Music.
No, he wasn't. He's not drunk. He was drinking the wine me.
He's probably fucking not paying attention, and now the music's playing this shit.
Is he having fucking, like, cam sex with Dark Stranger and Tiny Chat again?
No. All right. We're having a threesome.
Good, it stopped. All right. So, basically, this is the guy I want to call next. As you can see, I mean, if you watch the video, you really get a feel for him. Like, that audio was pretty good. Like, you're like, what is this guy? But if you watch that video, I'm not bullshitting you. This dude walks around his fucking town talking about how boring his town is, but he's hoping to get discovered walking around with his camera. And then he's just, like, looking at rabbits and trying to say things that are funny, and none of it's funny. He goes up to some random strangers, and he's trying to be funny, and they're just like, get away from me, weirdo. And he tries to go into a fucking White Castle or something like that, and he tries to talk to the fucking people in there, and it's just horrible. It's just horrible. But this guy, he's like, it's a shame, man. I got so much talent out here. Nobody's discovering me. So I'm thinking we'll give him a call. First, I want to mess with him about how awesome his videos are, and you guys can join me with this, and we'll just talk about how impressed we were, and we've been watching videos for like an hour or something like that, right? And then I got a game after we pump him up and make him feel all good and throw backhanded insults at him and shit like that. Actually, I got a game I want to present to him called Racist. So instead of the word racist, it's RACE-IST. So anyways, we're going to make the call to this guy. Sound good, guys?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, so you got Lucas, Gemini-wise, he's a bebop. Oh, that's the other thing, Ken, is I'm thinking I'm gonna tell them that I'm an old school beatboxer, and I used to be in a beatboxer band, and I'll be like, let me hear what you got, and I'll be like, good, then I'm gonna beatbox with them. So that's gonna be horrible. And this guy, like I said, I think he's a drug addict or half retarded. I'm not sure. I just gotta remember.
Tell me you were in a beatbox gang.
Yeah, I was in a beatbox gang in the late 90s.
You used to go around and you fucking just start challenging people. Like, come on, bitch! You were in a beatbox gang called the Candle Queen Cunts.
Candle Queen Cunts? I'll keep that one. Candle Queen Cunts.
Good old Michelle reference right there.
I'm always amazed by people who say, I beatbox. It's like, so you make annoying noises with your mouth. Very few beatboxers I've ever seen where it was like, wow, that's impressive. Just like people who can do weird shit. But if you're just going, I mean, it's not, a fucking monkey can do that. So it's not really a skill that I would advertise. Unless you're
going, I wouldn't be too proud of that.
Yeah, unless you're the guy who's standing next to DMX going, ba-bump, ba-bump,
I was watching Undercover Boss earlier tonight, and this guy was in here. He's like, you know, I was in the Boy Scouts, and, you know, not many people get to the Eagle badge, and I got 10 people in my family who did, and I'm like, you're fucking proud of this? Why? And my mom's like, well, on the Boy Scouts, that's a big deal. And I turned and looked at her, and I had my thumb up, I turned it down, and went,
and getting to level 80 is a big deal for people who fucking play World of Warcraft. It really doesn't mean shit. So, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and give this guy a call. Well, let's see what Sloth wants to say to me for.
Michelle's pretty hot.
Sloth, I'm going to do that number next because I'm all pumped up for this guy, okay? All right.
Michelle's only fucking tweeted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, we're adding this guy. So I'll go ahead and lead it. And you guys will be my guys. Doesn't, I'll call right back.
You have the Sprint voicemail box up.
Right, I'm calling right back. We'll get him to answer. Maybe if we call 7 times, he'll answer. Come on, Lucas Gemawine.
You have the Sprint voicemail box of 208.
No, don't want to do that. I'm going to try only 18 more times, guys. Only 18 more.
I was digging last night when that couple wanted to charge a $200 30-minute show to watch him bang his wife.
That's a good deal. All right, I'm going to go ahead and leave. I'm going to beatbox over his number when they say it because I'm going to go ahead and leave him a message and say I'm calling him back. So I'll take.
You have the Sprint voicemail box of 208-724-2704.
Hi, I'm looking for Lucas, a.k.a. Gemawine. This is Ryan Token. I am from Jaya Talent Agency. I just wanted to tell you, Lucas, we're getting really excited. I think you would fit into what we're trying to make here. We've watched several of your videos. Me and the guys have been getting really excited. We're really trying to get a hold of you. I'm going to try again in 10 minutes, man. Please answer your phone. Thanks a lot.
Please.
This could be your one chance. What if you only had one?
Only one.
Okay.
I'm going to give you that number. They reposted another ad tonight for this couple. Says right here, you get to sit in the privacy of our hotel room and watch my boyfriend destroy me. Come see a live show, real couple, real action. They're paying, you're paying $200 for a 30-minute live show, but here are the rules. Please do not ask to join in. This is just a live show. Please do not call from block number. Don't ask for pictures and all this shit. So you're paying $200 for a 30-minute show just to watch a couple people fuck.
Yeah, you might as well fucking screen capture that shit and fucking spam it all over. Fucking dickheads.
Yeah, they're fucking idiots. We talked to him last night, and Ice Goose was asking him to shit on his wife, and he's like, no, we don't do that. Some guy tried to give us $3,000 to do it. We're not doing it, but he'll piss on his wife. That's okay.
Well, yeah, that's hot.
And Ice Goose is like, okay, does your hotel room have a bathroom? They're like, yeah. And he's like, because I got to go pick up my kids in like 5 minutes. And the guy's like, wait a minute, you're bringing your kids? And he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, but they can just wait in the bathroom while we do this. And this guy's like, I don't know if you're fucking with me.
Oh, you actually, okay, I was misunderstanding. You actually get to go watch. I thought it was like watching a webcam.
No, you go to their hotel room and watch.
Okay.
And yeah, the guy's like, I don't know if you're just fucking with me or what, but you just crossed the fucking line and hung up and stuff. I mean, he got pissed real quick. I'm like, okay, so you're fucking your woman in front of other people and pissing on her and stuff.
But yeah, but they got morals.
Yeah. that's their number right there.
Well, hold on a second, because Sloth wanted me to call. It's a diner and ask for Nick. Okay, I have no clue what I'm doing, Sloth. You're giving me very little information, but I'll give it a shot. Boom, 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 boom.
The call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7.
That's the number, guys. 7. Don't call it back. You want me to try again? I'll fucking try one more time. I'm not calling this person 18 times, because, hell, I don't even know what the fuck I'm really going to... Well, I kind of know what I'm going to say. I'm out of bandwidth at this point. Well, thanks, Sloth. Thanks, Sloth. That worked out. Oh, wait. Now Sloth is saying, my bad, it's this number. Okay. You're a jerk, and I'll call. Pretty sure that's the same number, you dummy. Sloth, you...
Fuck you! Fuck you guys. Prank calls are gay. Prank calls are fucking gay. Gay. Fuck you, Jose. Fuck you, Jose.
Nick, maybe later.
Nick, Nick, you're my wife found out. Oh, but you dick, you hung up. You can't even let me prank you, and you're pranking me. What a jerk.
Who the fuck was that?
Who do you think that was? That was Sloth. Guess what? I got your number, Sloth. I got your name. I got your ass.
You got his ass. Fantastic. I found another guy that, we'll actually let you get in on doing his wife at a hotel. We should get the hotel room, then call the hotel and let them know what's going on.
that almost sounds mean. They're just trying to make an honest buck, Ken.
Well, these guys aren't. They just want to fuck.
They're hookers. Oh, these guys, they're not for money?
No, these ones, they just want to fuck, but they're like, hey, if you want to chip in a couple bucks towards the room, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. I don't want to bug them. They're just out doing alternative lifestyle.
It looks like some big bitch too.
Oh,
they don't have like full body picture, but just by looking at her, she looks pretty large, large and in charge.
Yeah, it's big pancakes titties. Oh, they're okay. You gotta check there. Let me see. Yeah, she's thicker.
Let's call the first one, though, that I posted. Those are the ones that are for money.
Okay. You want to make the call?
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Okay. Give me just a second. I'm all thrown off now by big titties. All right. Which one was it? You got the number? You want me to look back up at it? Wait. Hold on. I think I got it. Right by your name. There it is. I got it. All right. It's all you.
Is this showing a number or no? What do we call?
You have reached the voicemail box of 424.
Is it showing a number when we call, or is it just blocked? Hello?
I turned my mic off. No wonder you couldn't hear me. No, it's showing the number.
Oh, okay. They might be in the middle of their thing. Yeah, when we called last night, it was blocked, so I bet they're not answering any more blocked numbers.
They're busy pissing on each other.
But that one I posted with the ad next to it, we can do that as a group call and see if we can all get in on it.
I'm just reading the ad, and it actually sounds like it. So we're seeking someone who understands the concept and is willing to chip in a few bucks.
I would just tell them we got about 20 each to chip towards the room or something, and and see if we can talk them into some crazy shit.
I'm pretty sure we can. It doesn't even seem like. I mean, look what their ad says. Isn't there a straight man out there who wants an intense sexual encounter with a smoking hot woman who loves head and getting fucked? So this is the opportunity to make this dream a reality at a hotel. So are willing to host all night, want to play sooner than later. So please call if you're serious in the area. Playtime at hotel with condoms, oils, movies, etc. is not free. So we are seeking someone who understands the concept and is willing to chip a few of the... It's probably a robbery.
They post these pictures. It's really like four or five big black guys. Give me your money, motherfucker.
Wouldn't be the first time. That's happened in my area before.
Let me look up a city close to North Hollywood real quick.
Yeah.
So if they ask where the hell we're at. I'll just look up like a North... Shit.
I'll give you this one, and then I'm going to call the B-Boxer back, see if he answers. Otherwise, I'm going to save him for later.
I'm going to see. I'm going to see how close LA is to North Hollywood. We'll just do that as plausible.
Shit, all that stuff is right near itself, I think. Let's see. Was adopted. Oh, that's right. I got to highlight him now. Okay, Ben Murray. There's one guy on my list, Ben Murray. Interesting fact is, I don't know who's Zyklon. Zyklon's like a racist thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Zyklon's our hillbilly buddy.
I'm asking because he was trying to call in.
Oh yeah, he's cool.
If you want to call back, Zyklon, I'll accept your call.
Yeah, we'll say we're from LA. Let me get like a hotel that's in LA, and we'll just tell them we're all there for some convention or some shit. I'm not gonna get a hotel. Yeah, I'll get one.
Make up a really weird convention.
The National Clown Convention.
Yeah, say it's the Shriner Association of America.
So we like to get our big floppy shoes out and fucking slap each other with them and shit like that.
We're all gonna jump 20 deep in a car and then 20 deep into your wife. Tell them that.
It'll be fucking magical.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just pull up like a Motel 6 in LA and we'll do that.
Okay. Because you gotta. I'm gonna have you make the call. These kind of calls, I like them and everything. I just don't know if I'm really good at them. I seem to like the ones where I pull people down a rabbit hole of imagination and dreams. If you've noticed, my forte has been placing ads that attract people for money and success and fame.
Where is Ice Goose tonight?
He had a gay gangbang setup that he was actually going to be the centerpiece of.
Ooh,
and so he couldn't be here tonight.
There we go. Go ahead and call. Let's tell her we're at this hotel on North Whitley.
All right, hold on.
Hollywood.
Wait a minute. Where is it? Oh, can you post that number again? I see it. Never mind. It's the 6611, right? Yep. There you go. It's all you.
I thought we were going to do the group thing. Ooh. Is Jose still there?
I'm here.
Hey, this is Steve. Leave me a message, and I'll call you back. Thanks.
Fuck you, bitch.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'll leave her a message. Hey, we just saw your ad on Craigslist. We were trying to give you a call and see if we can't get together tonight. Me and my buddies are in town for the Shriners Convention. Looking to have a good time. So we'll give you a call back if you want to go ahead and answer the phone, and we'll get the details. Thank you.
All right.
It's as good of a message as any without freaking them out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. You don't want to say anything too weird unless you don't plan on calling back.
Yeah, we'll get them on the horn. We'll give them a chance to check that message.
All right, hold on. I'm looking back for mine. Don't stop the music. There we are. Okay. I'm gonna call, what's his name again? Lucas. Lucas Gemowise.
Beatboxing bitch.
Hello?
Is Lucas available?
Hello,
is Lucas available?
It's who? Lucas, you know what? I am walking down the strip right now. I can't even hear you, and he's back home. Who is this?
This is Ryan Token. I'm from Jayad Talent Agency. He responded to a Craigslist ad to be on a game show, and I'm trying to get a hold of him.
Perfect. Do you want me to give you his number?
Yeah, I say, because this is the number he gave me. What's his number?
Okay, yeah, he's very interested. It's 917.
Wait a minute. Okay. Say it again.
917.
Okay, now go ahead and say the rest while I talk. Go ahead. Go ahead.
202.
Okay. Yep.
6371.
Okay. Okay, I will give him a call. I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Love you.
I tried my damnedest.
Why would he give us her phone number to contact him when he's got his own goddamn line?
Maybe in his response. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You should question him on that. And be like,
no.
What's the matter? Can't pay your bills?
Nope. I bet you I know what it is. Give me just. Oh, I already closed that shit. No, I can open it real quick. Because I bet you. Because what I usually do is I just copy and paste what number they call from, and I don't really give a fuck what number they leave. So I bet you they're different. I just didn't catch that. Let me look real quick. 22. Yep, that's exactly what happened. So, all right. I am going to.
You should talk some shit like you already signed his girlfriend up. She had no problem with full frontal nudity and shit like that.
I think that is funny, but I think we got a good angle with this guy because he wants to be a star. He thinks he's great, and he's not very funny. If you guys watch the videos, you'll see what I mean. So, okay. And here we go. That is not the number. Oh, I see what I did. I was like, what the hell? I clicked the wrong one. So, I'm retarded. I was calling probably one of your hooker people.
Lucas.
Hey, Lucas. Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Hi, this is Ryan Token. You responded to our ad for Jayad Talent Agency?
Yeah, how you doing today, sir?
Good, how are you?
I've seen better days.
Oh,
you had an anxiety. Yeah, I had an anxiety attack today, but I'm good.
Well, well, maybe we can brighten up your day.
That would be great.
Okay.
I've been waiting for a good call for the last 3 years of my life, sir. What's up?
Okay, good. Well, I'm Ryan Tolkien, like I said. I also have Ken and Jose on the line with me. We're all producers for the show. We're going ahead and we were doing our general look-throughs to see who responded and stuff. You have a bunch of videos on the internet, so we actually spent the last 25, 30 minutes watching your videos and everything.
Sir, I've been posting impulsive bipolar videos for the last 3.5 years. A little something about the videos that you were watching, how it first began, because every person you meet has some type of story. They started posting in San Clemente, California.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, San Juan Capistrano.
The one we were watching.
Ended up in it.
The one that you watched and enjoyed the most was the one where you're wearing the blue hat and you're walking through a town talking to bunnies.
Yeah, that's where it all began. Well, what happened was my girlfriend broke up with me.
Oh.
And I ended up in a Serenity House in San Juan Capistrano. And no, I was not on drugs in any of those films that you saw, by the
no,
way.
No, no, I
was drinking a beer.
No, I assumed it was, you didn't seem like you were on drugs. It seemed like you have a mental disorder, and that's good for TV, so.
Yeah. Basically, what happened, I had a girlfriend. She broke up with me. I ended up in a Serenity House in San Juan Capistrano, where I met my comedy duo friend, Bobby.
Oh, okay.
Bobby, yeah. Well, Bobby just so happened to buy a $420 camera one day. And I was going through a lot of pain in my life, and I had a lot of intellect about going to a festival called Burning Man. Well,
I've heard of this Burning Man. So, bipolar. Is there a chance that you have some other bis in your life? Maybe is a bisexual Bobby, or is Bobby a girl?
Bobby is a guy.
Okay,
no, I'm not. Oh. Transsexual or bisexual or anything like that.
I could tell by your video you weren't like a dude trying to be a chick, but I wasn't quite sure.
I'm straight. I'm straight.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, metrosexual doesn't mean you're gay, so it's cool. Plus, it fits.
No, right. Not metrosexual. Nothing like that. I'm straight. I put a lot of different personality. I mean, just like every inspiring actor, sir, I have 5 different characters that I can portray towards motion picture right now that I've worked over 2.5 years
on. You got 5 seconds. So a total of 25 seconds. Give me 5 seconds of each. Go.
5 seconds of each?
Yep.
You don't tell me what the fuck to do. I am the Great Price Stepper.
Bobby, relax. Calm down. I love you, Bobby. It's going to be okay, Bobby. I understand you.
You don't fucking understand me. You got me up here wearing fucking short shorts.
Bobby, I love these shorts. These are my favorite shorts. When I go home at night, I'm like black, green, yellow, red, white. Which one should I wear tonight?
Time.
Now, you're not going to get that joke because I'm using body movements right now.
Because
I say black, green, yellow, red, white, I'm doing a rock body motion, and on the white part, I do a body thrust like Jim Carrey.
Oh, I get it. No, that makes plenty of sense. Yeah, no, that's the thing is you're obviously a very visual actor. No, that was well played. That was well played. Not at all was that not good. It was
my humor is, okay.
Yeah.
I have one character. It's Schizophonic Lucas. It's a character that beatboxes and has animational features.
Do you base anything in real life?
Pardon me?
No, I'm asking. Is your character inspired off of anything in real life, or is it truly a character?
It's extremely. My generation is this, sir. Me and my brothers, we grew up watching Beavis and Butthead when we were kids. Lost Boys, that's my generation.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey is my generation. What was Jim Carrey's biggest thing that blew him up? In Living Color, Fire Marshal Bill.
I thought
I take the character of Beavis.
the movie 23. What's it called? 23?
23 yeah. was a great movie.
Yeah, I thought that one was what really launched him off.
Yeah, well, you know, honest to be all, in actual reality, sir, in Living Color is what launched off his career in a motion picture.
But in Living Color, that was a TV show and not a motion picture. So 23 was pretty much it. But anyways, we're
really, I mean, you know, I can kind of argue with you back and forth, and I've been, you know, Jim Carrey is my biggest actor or idol, and I've read completely every single biography known to man about the man.
Several shows, even he would say 23 is what really set him apart.
Well, yeah, I mean, it played a very, it was probably one of his films that, critic-wise, that it played a very, very serious role.
Yeah.
And not that many people knew that Jim Carrey could play a serious role like that. But yeah, I can kind of see that argument, him being the movie 23 that probably...
He wasn't just a weirdo after that. But anyways, let's talk more about you. So you're into beatboxing.
Yes.
This may sound a little weird. Back in the late 90s, I used to actually be in a beatboxing band myself.
Wow, that's really cool.
Have you ever heard of the Candle Cooling Cunts?
No, I haven't.
No, we weren't big or anything. I mean, some people have heard of us, kind of underground. So, why don't you give me 15 seconds, and then I'll give you 15 seconds.
Okay, sounds good.
Go.
Well, the genre that I made up is called Grime Step, and I put it with my character that I have been working on for the last probably 12 years of my life. I've been beatboxing for 12 years. I have this style of beatboxing, and I put it towards a character. And what the beatboxing is it's called grime step. It's like dubstep, but it's like hip-hop with throw-up bass line noises.
Okay.
So I take octaves of I'm just telling you beforehand, I take octaves of throw-up noises, and I put it with my beatboxing.
Sounds pretty creative.
And also, yeah, and I also take words like ha, 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 and I make it into my beatbox noises. So it goes like this.
Awesome. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell. No, that's pretty cool. That's not bad. See, my style of beatboxing, like I said, I was in a band, so like mine will sound a little different because I'm used to having four other guys making the other noises. It sounds like you kind of roll around one man, so you're the whole band. So mine won't probably sound as good without my four other guys with me. But feel free to look up Candle Cooling Cunts at some point. And we were pretty good. We still got some YouTube videos out there. So here I go.
Candle what?
Candle Cooling, like the word cool, but ing at the end, and then cunts. Like a vagina.
Is it C-U- Right on, buddy. Okay, cool. I'll have to YouTube that.
Yep.
Sounds
all right,
good.
So here we go. Drip, 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 drip. Hollywood. Drip, 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 drip. Man, I haven't done that in a while. That's fun.
Awesome, cool. So let me ask you a question, sir. Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Cool. So what fucking camera are you using right now to videotape this calling people on Craigslist? What kind of fucking camera are you using? Are you using a HD camcorder? I'm just curious, what type of camcorder are you using for a Jackass-style film that you're using to post onto your website?
We're actually not recording anything for our interviews. We're actually just interviewing for the game show.
This is a game show?
That's what you applied for. I'm talking to you because we spent the last 20 minutes watching your videos, and we thought you were an interesting personality. I'm getting to know you to see if you're interested in being on our game show.
Okay. Word up. I don't know. Dude, you did not, like, start off the conversation saying that, so I'm thinking I'm talking to, like, somebody that is just straight...
No, messing with me right now. I called you and I said, "This is Ryan Token, and I'm from Jaya Talent Agency," and that's who you responded to. You actually had a really—you left me like a minute and a half voicemail where you did some beatbox and you talked about your personality, how good it would blend in with, you know, other, like modern reality television. So, no, man, I'm not bullshitting you. I thought you were pretty interesting, so we just got talking. I mean, what set you off?
Oh, cool, man.
I really did used to beatbox. You couldn't tell? I mean, like, yeah, I did it with a group of people.
I just fucking left this point. If you're messing with me, are you being serious, man?
No, I'm being
serious. I've had so many people screwing with me for the last 3 years of my life. I got discovered, and then I didn't get discovered, and then I got discovered again, and I've had a lot of stress this last 3 years that have, like, almost put me into a psych ward.
Oh, man.
I mean, and that's sad, man. I have a real sad Hollywood story about people messing with me. Like think of if Eminem was an actor, I would probably be Eminem.
Do you go like
the Eminem Jim Carrey of comedy?
Do you go like to go by Lucas or Genuine?
Genuine is my
just a nick
YouTube account. No, you can call me Lucas.
I'll call you Lucas. Cool. See, no, Lucas, I thought you were interesting. Our conversation kind of beelined a little bit, but these are actually good because I get to get some of your personality. And so
I understand that.
Fit in because our game show is actually a pretty unique one that will require some interesting personalities, abilities for people to blend in and really fit in. So, I mean, If I'm upsetting you, because I'm sorry, Lucas, but I feel like I upset you a minute ago. Are you all right?
No, it's fine. If you're upset me, I'm just making sure that this is not a hoax.
No.
Because, you know, man, you got to understand, man, I've been at this for 3 years straight. I've had a lot of people call me. I've had a lot of open-ended, broken dream promises. I've met Chris Rock. I've met Kevin Bacon, sir. I've met Henry Winkler, sir. I got discovered by Gene Lemel, who discovered Mila Jovovich and Kate Moss after I found a cornerstone in the shape of Africa in the year 2012. I've had a lot of pain in my life, so I'm making sure out of my sanity that this is a real call, that you're real serious about possibly interviewing me for something that you have going on.
What I can tell you is currently we are interviewing. This is a preliminary interview, and to be honest, most of them go like 3 to 5 minutes, but our conversation just kind of kicked off. You got a pretty good personality, man. So you were discovered?
Awesome.
I'm kind of confused what you mean. You were discovered at one point?
Yes, I was discovered at one point. He made promises to me and my comedy duo partner. And then he told us that we had to go earn it, kind of like how most Hollywood insiders do, to the point where they're like, "You're going to blow up on your own. We discovered you. We want credit when you blow up." I don't know how Hollywood works. All I know is just that 95% of the stories that I hear, sir, have to do with sexual favors, selling soul, and I'm not about that.
Yeah.
I'm a real inspiring spiritual Christian.
Well, even though
I'm pretty crazy, but like I still have a spirituality and moral. You know, I believe in real, true Hollywood stories. I don't believe in this,
right?
You know, disgusting. Yeah. And no offense, I have been hinted on to do sexual favors to get to the top.
Yeah, no, you're telling
me. And that is true.
I'm a behind the scenes guy. I don't really inspire to be in front of the camera, and you aren't bullshitting. I can tell you that right now. It's a
I know it's sad.
Do for you type of world.
Oh yeah, and you know what, man? It's made me bawl my eyes out. I've been bipolar, you know, my whole life because of my father upbringing, but it's made my bipolarism like really stand backish with people. I'm not paranoid, but I'm very, very selective of, like, who I talk to. And you know what? I've had even a little bit more doors closed because of my passive-aggressive attitude towards people. You know what I'm saying?
No, I felt I got hinted at. I thought I offended you, but apparently, I get it, man. You've been messed with. I get it.
Yeah, really bad, mentally and emotionally, my whole life. And another thing is that, I had this lady. I went to Haw Theater in New York, and I was like, I heard you say animation out loud. And I'm the type of person that I'm hyper-spiritually sensitive. So when I hear something that I could possibly jump right into and be like, hey, I do this and that, and not like I'm glorifying or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh my God, that's a godly miracle. I got to act on it. And that's just because I'm hypersensitive. Robin Williams is probably the same way.
Oh yeah, I guess. And shit.
Yeah. And so I heard her say animation in real life. He's this old.
Oh, good.
She said this. He's 17 years younger than me, and I'm really fast at counting numbers. And I immediately counted the numbers, and it added my age. And she said, "You should Facebook me sometime." It was immediately like, "You give me a favor, I'll give you a favor to get into this class." And those type of situations would have been put on by me. Yes, and this lady was a cougar.
Oh man!
And
what are you depressed about?
Well, man, because I have a girlfriend that kind of looks like Kristen Stewart / Audrey Hepburn. I think that our Hollywood love story deserves a chance because she's trying to be a model, and I'm trying to be an inspiring actor. So when I'm on national television, I can actually have my head up high and say, "No, I didn't do any in through the back." Backdoor favor for favor, head for head. I can actually stand tall and tell people, just so when people are approaching me to hook them up with a favor later on in my career, because I know I'm going to blow up, that I can be like, you know what, you need to go earn it. You need to go through what I went through. Because if you didn't go through living in a homeless shelter in the heart of Brooklyn for 6 months, sleeping in your car last month for over 3.5 months in San Clemente, California, meeting Nicki Minaj, telling her to Google your comedy, and her giving you a fart look face, going up to Chris Rock in front of his agent, listen to this, going up to Chris Rock and his agent saying, you got a business card, when I've been hinted on by directors and celebrities, you got a business card, and I didn't have a business card on the spot. Then you did not go through a real Hollywood story. And I've been kicked out of every comedy club in New York, from Haw Theater to Apollo to Comic Strip, asking to go up on stage and do my acting comedy and beatboxing through a two-split personality because I can jump back from character to character, and I've heard nothing but no. And my resume is you meeting me in person and me sitting you down. This is what my shows can consist of. And I've been, no. And I'm like, okay, well, I got discovered. Maybe this has something to do with it. Well, it doesn't. Uh-huh. It doesn't. They just don't want to give me the chance. And it's sad because I have the look. And having the look doesn't have anything to do with, I sold over 35 tickets to Comic Strip. They were supposed to give me 5 minutes stage time. Never happened. I mean, I could sit down for hours and tell you the stories that I've been through that would blow your mind.
Yeah, I picked up on that so far. I mean...
Oh, and get this. It's all documented on YouTube.
That's it. I know. We've been watching. So, let me go ahead and take control of the conversation for a minute. Because, obviously, you could talk, and that's good. So, this game show, we're not trying to... I'm not going to promise you the world. This is just a game show. But, it's one of those modern game shows. This isn't, no whammies, no whammy stop. This is a modern type of twist. TV, the game shows are going more reality television style. So this is an interesting one that we've pitched to NBC. they want to pick it up, but they haven't promised they'll broadcast it until they've seen it, because it's a little bit racy. But if they don't broadcast it, it'll actually go to one of their sister cable channels. They haven't really said which one. So the money's in the bank. They just aren't sure if this is one that they want their brand affected by, or if they're going to shift it to one of the off brands.
Well, sure. Plus, yeah. They need to watch the people that are on the game show and be like, "Who's this kid? Or who's that guy?" Or,
well, it's the premise.
Hey, John, I think that's going to be a hit on national television in front of a couple million reviewers. Yeah, let's air it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Has to do with a lot of factors. You know.
Yep. Exactly. So, are you ready to hear me out on what it is and to let me know if you're interested?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. The show is called Racist. Now, it's not spelled the normal way racist is spelled. It's spelled RACE-IST. So it's the word race and then IST. So it's called Racist. Now, the premise of the show is kind of, have you ever see, like the around the world type of shows, like they have them go across country and try to get places, the great race type of shows. There's a few different ones, but
I remember a movie that I watched back in the day, motion picture. It was called Rat Race. Is it like that?
Yep. Similar concept. So the concept's been around for a while, but we're going to put a nice, interesting spin on it. Here's the thing. We're going to set up, we're actually going to set up in a really bad, poor area. We don't want to tell our contestants which ones because we don't want anybody to cheat. So right now we're just going to use Compton, where it's not actually going to be Compton, but it's going to be an area like that. So we're going to get 10 white contestants. It'll probably be...
Yeah, this is funny. You're going to take 10 white contestants and put them in Compton?
No, it won't be competent, but I'm using that as an example because we can't say which one because you won't know. Now, are you listening?
Okay. Right. But I have – okay, so it's going to be a black neighborhood. Am I right?
Correct, sir. You got it. All right. Now, listen, Lucas. I'm going to pitch the idea to you, and then we'll listen to your comments, okay?
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm hyperactive. Oh, please, go ahead.
I know, and this is a crazy idea. It's going to be a brilliant show. I don't care if NBC doesn't play it. If it goes on to another station, it's going to be a freaking smash. So here's what – okay, so we're going to drop 10 white people off, and now here's the thing. They're going to be given random, what would be considered racy or racist type of costumes. Like, for example, a KKK costume, a Hitler costume, a skinhead costume, an old 30s movie style blackface costume, things like that, right? So we'll randomly take them, put them in this kind of costume. We'll give them an address, which will lead them out of that neighborhood. Now, they don't know where they're at or which directions they got to go, and they got to go get the information from the locals. And so the first person to get out of there actually wins $100,000. And if you can win five challenges in a row, so five cities in a row, so you have the potential to win $500,000. And so, as you can see, it's a race. You're dressed like racist. It's called Racist.
Are you guys out of your fucking mind?
Not these days, man. I'm telling you, this show is going to be huge. The shock value alone is going to drag so many people in. You laugh like an evil villain.
Oh, this could really make and break me, bro.
Why is that? Why do you say that?
Oh, man.
Is this
do we get to pick? Do we get to pick what outfit we're getting in or not?
No, you don't get to pick the city, and then we throw you in whatever random one it is. I gave you five examples. There will be other ones. Basically, you will stand out like a sore thumb. You have no clue where you're at. You're given an address, and it could be anywhere from 5 to 20 miles away, and you got to get there. First person to get there wins. $100,000 is worth running through the ghetto dressed like Hitler to me. What are you thinking, Lucas? Is this something up your alley? I mean, I like your personality. I think you could help sell it.
And we do, just to be fair, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's fine.
your costume, we have you spin a wheel each week. Just to be fair, you spin the wheel to see what costume you get.
Yeah.
So basically, you control your own destiny. You know, you got the, you know, such and such chance of getting whatever costume.
How many times am I going to have to go through this, go through where I'm going?
Well, here's the thing. It depends. If you win, it's think of it, you know how the old Jeopardy rules were, like the winner comes back. So if you win the first day, you get $100,000. And then you move on to the second day and you're going against four more people. So potentially, and it's going to be it's going to broadcast for a whole week, 5 days. And so potentially, if you won every day, you could get $500,000. But no matter what, for participating, you get $5,000 plus, you know, all the room and board and flight and all that. So, I mean.
So say that last part one more time.
The money part or the room and board part?
Both.
Okay. So the first day, let's say, as a contestant. I'll start from the beginning. As a contestant, you get $5,000 for participating. Then we pay for your flight, we pay for the hotel, all the stuff that, you know, the room and board type of thing. So then let's say you win the first day. You know, you win the first day. You got to the goal first. You beat the other four people.
I get $5,000 for doing this.
Yeah, I mean, we don't expect people to go on TV for free, so there's usually...
It's basically an appearance fee as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to put your face on television, you deserve something. And so you get $5,000 for doing it, and then $100,000 if you win that first day. Now, the thing is, there's going to be five episodes. So if you win the first day, you go on to day two. If you win day two, you go on to day three. Each day that you win,
I got that part.
Okay.
What happens if I blow up on national television and the ratings are going through the roof because of my appearance and my look, which I
then
know my
gonna,
appearance
gonna,
and my look.
With your personality, that's not out of the question. You're going to get pulled onto talk shows. We're not going to pay you more money. You get that amount of money. But they're going to pull you onto talk shows, then, you know, the sky's the limit after that. It's kind of like, think of the American Idol losers, right? The guys who are like the runners-up. It's not that they're never going to make money, because they're going to make money. It's just American Idol's not going to pay them. They're going to go on to this show and that show, and them shows are going to pay them money. So potentially, if your personality's there and they love you, you could make more money. But the most you're going to get off of us is $500,000, and at the very least, you'll get $5,000.
I'll do it.
You do it. Okay.
This is so nuts. What happens if I get beat up?
Run. If a violent occurrence, remember, it's the race, man. You just gotta run. You gotta keep going. I mean, it's part of the risk, it's part of the game. The recent research of reality television is showing that people are bored of watching Howie Mandel tell people what suitcases to open up. America's starting to become more like Japan. They want to see violence, they want to see people get hurt, they want to see confrontation and things like this. This is what people are after these days.
Yeah, you know, basically, you ever watch True TV, they tell you it's non-scripted TV, that's bullshit. They script it all the time. We want true...
Yeah,
non-scripted television. We want reality.
You want raw TV.
We want blood, guts, and people's feelings out on the floor. That's what it takes to sell advertisements these days. I mean, it's a really interesting show. I mean, the concept is great. The host, who will pretty much just be doing talkovers and then interviews with the winner, is actually Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson actually agreed to do this?
Well, yeah, he does. The other few months ago, he jumped off a diving board for money. That guy will do just about anything for money these days. But he's a pretty funny guy. One of the funnier fat.
Yeah, he's great. I watched him growing up as a kid. I remember Bobby's World, man.
Fun guy. That's Howie Mandel.
Oh, yeah. Howie Mandel. That's my bad. Yep. No, Louis Anderson's, I'm trying to remember.
Life of Louis.
Yeah, Louis.
Yeah, okay.
Did you ever catch old Louis when he was on Coming to America with Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy? He had that short little role in there.
Oh, my God. That was so long ago. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That was awesome.
Yeah, you know, you kind of chuckled a little bit when he was explaining the whole premise, you know, behind the costumes. Just think of it this way. If we dressed you up in, like, you know, Jehovah's Witness and made you carry around some stuff like that, you'd never get anywhere. At least this way, you got a little bit of a chance. You mean knocking on people's
doors? Yeah, because you're going to have to run for your life. If you're putting me in Compton or in East L.A. on Skid Row with all the meth addicts and crackheads and Cooblins and goblins, oh my. Well, you'd be I'm going to be running for my life.
I think you'd be in. Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen. They might respect you for it. I mean, it's not like you're walking around with a suitcase full of money. Then you're probably going to get shot and killed. If they see a guy in a Hitler suit, they might think he's crazy enough to not mess with.
That's what I'm going to say. You know, they may sit there and go, all right, this guy's in a Hitler suit in Compton. We may not want to mess with him.
Let me ask you this, Lucas. Your reality show does, even though they do go by A, it's reality, right? I'm not going to bullshit you. Producers do sink their hands into it a little bit, you know, on the hills. It's not like those people constantly hung out. They push them together, basically. So if we wanted to spice things up with your personality, I think it's great. If we offered you a slightly more money, would you be willing to ham it up, so to say? You know, maybe if you were in the Ku Klux Klan, go up to somebody and just be like, hey, nigger, where's 1834 East Street? You know, to get, you know, would you be willing to ham it up? Or would
is that too far for you?
I was away from the phone when you were. Did you tell them where the locations are?
No, we cannot tell any of the contestants where. All I said is that it's comparable to Compton. Because if we tell them where, then, you know, if let's say I said, oh, it's in, you know, it's in East Town, Memphis. Well, they're going to Google it and learn the streets.
Or even Detroit, you know, if we stuck them in Detroit or something.
Yeah, that's why we can't tell them. I mean, unless they're really good at remembering all major city ghetto area maps, then I don't think nobody can cheat us. So, anyways, what
there's
do you
think? There's no way that NBC is going to air this, you guys.
Well, here's the thing. You could be right.
There's no way.
This is what they said to us when this idea got pitched and they said they'd take it. They took it because they know people will watch it. What they said is, we don't know if we want that brand on us, but we own enough stations.
Exactly. You know for a fact people are going to watch this all over. This is going to go huge.
And then, so they said we can make money off of it because that's all they really care about. You know, they don't have morals or anything. They just don't want to mess up their branding because their branding helps advertisements. So they're all pretty much soulless. So they're just going to put it on one of their sister stations if they don't put it on NBC. But here's the thing. Maybe it'll get enough hype and they won't care.
You know, they'll have the typical posting at the front edge of it saying, you know, the views and opinions of this, you know, this show don't reflect back on this program, or I'm sorry, on this station. And, you know, the general, you know, corporate talk that kind of weasel their way out of any responsibility.
Yep, he's absolutely right. So the thing is, it could end up on NBC because they make a lot more money off NBC. Let's say they put it on, you know, they put it on True TV or something. Yeah, it'll get some views and it'll probably get some spin in the media. But if they, they might get, best case scenario, 4 million viewers. You know, they'll hit a 4 spot. But if they put it on NBC and it's this kind of controversy, I honestly could see a 30 to a 35 spot. Couldn't you, Ken?
Oh, I could definitely see at least that.
Yeah, so back to my question. I mean, would you be willing to take more money? Let's say we offered you $25,000 instead of $5,000, but you had to be the racist asshole. You had to play the character. You had to be the guy everybody hated, not you know, happy-go-lucky Lucas. Would you be willing?
And it goes without saying that you would have to sign a confidentiality agreement. Yes. You know, nobody can know that we gave you extra cash or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, that'll be between me, you, and the IRS. I mean, you don't have to. $5,000's
a good. And the whole entire world looking at me as the biggest racist person when I found a cornerstone in the shape of Africa.
Well, people are going to love it because right now, the United States, as always, has been polarized with racism. They're going to love this show, I can tell already.
And the thing is when you do your private interviews, because they, you know, just like all the little private interview boxes and stuff, it's not like you can't say, I was I was playing the role. I'm not like that. You know, you can say whatever you want in those booths, you know, and the editors will most likely include it. The thing is, you know, when you're on the streets, it's real big to, I mean, you can't.
So I have to be like, hey, fucking nigger, like doing it like that, or I can be like, hey, my nigger. Can I say, hey, my nigger?
Yeah, if you.
Or do I have to say, hey, fucking nigger? Like, there's a huge difference between being really derogatory and being, like, comical, because I'm a comedian, man.
You have creative.
Ken. Hey, Ken. Yeah. He gives me a great idea. I like Lucas's creativity.
Because I can be like, hey, what's up, my nigga? Come here, my nigga.
Why don't we...
Hey, sorry, my nigga.
Lucas,
you see the difference between me being comical and being funny on national television and being like, hey, you fucking motherfucking nigga, get over here. You see the difference?
Hey, Lucas, how about we make you a gangster wannabe, and then I think Daryl... who we're pretty sure we might Daryl. We can get Daryl to be the racist. And then you could be like the gangster wannabe, like the dude who tries to belong. The guy who acts like he was born there. I mean, would you be willing to do that?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. All right, let's hear some. Talk.
So I'm a gangster wannabe. Yep,
hold on. I'll set the scenario.
It's kind of referred to as what you would call
I'm sitting on the porch. I'm drinking a beer, and a 40. I forget, they drink 40s there. I'm drinking a 40. I got four guys next to me. You got to find where 1830 East Street is. Come on up to me and ask where it is.
Oh, I have to be racist?
Yep. And No. You got to be a gangster wannabe. You got to be a gangster wannabe. And then I'm going to talk back to you, so you
got
to...
I got a better idea. How about this?
Okay,
this is balls, bro. How about I wear short shorts, okay? Think of it like this. How about I wear short shorts, and I go, hey, do you guys know where I can get some crack cocaine? And I go, crack, crack, body thrust, crack, crack, cocaine. By the way, I'm looking for this address.
Okay, so you want to be kind of the gay flamboyant guy.
You know what?
How about gay flamboyant guy trying to find an address, but at the same time being a little racist?
Okay, I like this.
There.
Oh, go ahead, Ken.
You ever watch that show Reno 911?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be me.
Let me get this right, Lucas. So you don't want to go on television and be the bigot and the racist for like an extra $25,000, but you'll go on there and be the flamboyant gay guy who's slightly racist?
Yes.
Okay, you sold. I love it.
There
goes that sinister laugh again. I love it.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Just remind him that if he gets shot, it's not on us.
Yeah, there will be waivers if you're attacked, shot, worst case scenario, killed, or anything like that. We actually will have waivers to sign because we can't be held accountable.
Oh.
So your approach will be everything. That's part of it too. If you got a good approach to these people and they don't harm you, fine. But
we do have plainclothes security officers, but they're not.
They're not authorized to
intervene at any point. They can't get spectators.
Yep. Basically, they'll work as more or less to protect a camera crew who will be kind of hidden out and about. So, they're not really there for the show stars. But it's not to say that we won't. If something happens, it's not to say that we won't.
If something happens and someone comes up to me and they're about ready to beat the shit at me, I'm gonna be like, relax, I'm a comedian, and I'm gonna do my body thrust. I'm a comedian. If they start running after me, I'm gonna run.
That will definitely work.
And when you sign the papers, when we do get those around and get you in person here, towards the bottom, there's actually gonna be a section where you'll sign, and we're gonna take an insurance policy out on you. In case something did happen, then we have some money we can give back to your family.
Yeah, we'll give some of it to them. Then the rest will go to the production company because we lost a star. But anyways, that's just kind of how it sounds. That's pretty typical. I mean, Fear Factor had the same thing.
If, yeah,
That sounds about right.
If somebody dies, then it's not that the family doesn't get something, but the insurance policy is mostly for, because basically if you die, we can't air it, so we lose a shit ton of money with all the production, production costs and all that. So we
I signed a waiver. What about unless I signed a waiver saying that you can air it, and whatever happens out of it, my family becomes millionaires or whatever the hell. Who knows?
You'd be okay. I don't know if any channel is going to air somebody's.
Dude, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die with honor. I'm going to die as the funniest comedian in the world. My story is going to be on YouTube. My whole life is on YouTube right now. Yeah, I'm going to want you guys to air that if I die. At least I'll die with some honor. At least I'll die chasing my Hollywood dream to become an actor comedian.
All we can really promise is 0.003% of the insurance claim. But, I mean, the insurance policy will probably be for at least $1 million. So that's pretty good. It's like $3,000 or more.
Well, then that would go to my family and my girlfriend then. I mean, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready to pass you on to the round. It's basically round two of the auditions.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put a check mark next to your name because you're willing and I like you. So you get a check mark. As a matter of fact, I'm putting a check mark plus. So basically, we're gonna do a round two next week. We should, because right now we got like 3,000 people.
To give his girlfriend a call back also.
Yeah, the number you called us from to leave, well, it must have been your girlfriend's number, because I called that number back and she said it wasn't your phone. So
yeah, that's my girlfriend Minya.
Okay. Okay.
And she's an aspiring model. She looks like Aubrey Hepburn slash Christian Stewart. Well, and then I mean like almost splitting image.
Oh, okay.
I mean, all you gotta do is look at our YouTube account. Look at our YouTube account. See what I look like. Yeah. Look up photographer or whatever. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, I'd seen your picture or your video, so I know what you look like, but I didn't see hers. But okay, what we're gonna do then is with this check plus, that'll pass you on to next week, and I think we'll be giving the call probably back next Friday. We're hoping to get through all these, and we should be down to the last 100 or 120. It really depends on how many people impress us. So we're gonna call back next week. We'll probably have some kind of games. Kind of a role-playing game to make sure you can play into the roles like we're hoping you can, and then if you pass that well, then you're pretty much there. At that point, it's just a matter
of getting... Okay, sir, because I'm in Las Vegas right now. I don't know if you know that.
No, nope, didn't know that. Well, we have a because we actually sell the ideas to actual studios, so we're selling to NBC, but we got a little place. We got one in Michigan, and then we got one in LA, and they're just little offices where we mostly do a lot of our work, and then we hire temp agencies a lot of times to help us filter through a lot of the calls and things like that. So we're actually right now I'm in the Michigan office, but about 9 months out of the year I'm in the LA office. So.
Now, I also had another question. Did you have a Twitter account that we could take a look at? You know, maybe you have some, good ramblings on that we can include in the show. If you make it that far, you know, we could do little bios, little quotes from you.
Absolutely. It's at Leusick Eyes. LEUSIKEYEZ. Whatever the symbol is before the Leusick Eyes, I can't remember on Twitter. I haven't gotten onto it in a very long time. I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, everything that's posted on there is from I've been trying to network market. It's all new to me. You know, I'm not savvy and blowing up my YouTube channel, obviously. So I try to connect my YouTube and my Twitter account with each other so I can try to blow up my reviews on YouTube, but God, if I get on national television and I'm doing a pre-bio before going on to this game show, which I'm sure you guys are going to want a biography before I get on here, that's going to blow my YouTube account through the roof if that's aired on national television. So either way, if I get shot or killed, at least we kind of both win, don't we?
You just to give you a fair warning.
Because that's what I've been trying to do. I mean, you can tell by looking at my YouTube account. This guy's been posting so many videos. Why is he doing that? Well, here's the thing. It's my biography. It's where I started and where I'm at right now. And where where I was then was 3 years ago to right now. You can look at the dates on there. So it's got my whole Hollywood story on you know, on YouTube, from me sleeping on the streets of Hollywood Boulevard to me being in New York City wearing short shorts, trying to do body movements, saying, I am the Frank Grimestepper, trying to get discovered. So if I do, if this happens and this blows up on TV, and I send all my apologies for being racist on TV, at least America is going to be like, wow, this kid really was trying to be an actor, and he went on a game show to blow up.
Yep.
And his YouTube life, he has everything on YouTube.
And it's a nice little, it's actually a better approach than a typical game show like Jeopardy or something, too, because you get a lot of personality. So.
And also, you wouldn't believe this, but we just got off the phone right before we called you with a lady named Michelle who was interested in this show. And she went right along the same lines as you. You know, she was trying to get started, and people, all they wanted to do was have sex with her. You know, you wanna do this? We're gonna have sex. And you know, she's really, you know, she was really upset, and we had to explain to her, you know, that's not the kind of program we're running.
Good for her. You know what? That she deserves to shoot for the stars, because if she put her foot down and she put her faith in God in that way, then she deserves everything she has asking for her in life and more, because then that gives people hope.
Yep.
And when there's no hope and there's no proverb, if there's no vision, then people are not going to prosper, sir.
Yeah, I hear you, Lucas. Well, I'm going to have to cut this conversation. We got a ton more calls to make. Like I said, you got to check. I got it. You know what? Off of that last blow up, need to make it. You're getting a check plus plus. That's it. All right. You got a check plus plus. We're going to call you back next week. Be ready to role play some concepts. We're going to try to really pull out the best acting we can out of you. We got a nice sample today, and I think it was perfect. But it was great to meet you, Lucas, and I look forward to our conversation next week.
Sounds great. Hope to hear from you. If my phone is turned off because I've been reaching some
real
financial problems right now in my life, you have my email address. It's bboylucasmckay@gmail.com. Did you get that?
Sure. Do you have like a Facebook also, just in case we need to get a hold of you that way? We could also do that.
Yeah, it's under Lucic Diamond Eyes. It's LeusicDiamondEyez. That's my Facebook account.
All right, did everybody write that down? All right.
Sure, yep, I jotted it down here.
Okay, yep. Great. All right. I can't wait to speak to you next week, Lucas. Bring your A game.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Hope to hear from you.
Yep, take it easy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Fucking nut job, goddamn.
Well, and I called that one. As soon as that guy left me a voicemail, I said, I think I found the next Michelle. And that was just a voicemail. I hadn't watched any of his videos yet. So
a lot of people in the chat are like, what is it with this guy and his fucking hip thrusts? What the fuck is that about? If you look on his Twitter, he does have a bunch of like, he's like,
yeah.
I wish I could meet Jim Carrey and end all the pain in this world. He is really into fucking Jim Carrey.
I know, and I claimed I'd worked with him on several occasions. Holy shit, that was a tiresome call, man. He has a lot of energy. Hey, I did a 3-hour show today, and I thought I started out really sucky because I suck, but I think I did a really good show today.
Yes, you did.
Thank you. Thank you. I got a lot of compliments when like somebody in the room, I looked up and they had said, don't crack up when you're doing great. Don't crack up when you're talking to this guy, which I think I'm pretty good at holding personality.
I so wanted to tell him that the first week was going to be in Detroit. Fuck with it.
That's where I don't want, you know, I wanted to make it seem that way. But next week we can go all crazy and we can even make him do prank phone calls or something. I mean, there's no way that this guy is going to say no to us at this point. Oh, I know, Roy. We're dicks. Poor guy's getting excited. And when I first started talking to him, he started talking about how fucking depressed he was because people had broken him through. And dude, he called me out as a pranker for a minute. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I I talked him off the ledge, and then I got him to swallow the pill and jump down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, Roy, I got him to say the Facebook, and
yeah. So somebody, I got his all the information I need if you guys want to mess with him. But it sounds like he already gets messed with some, because I talked to him for like 15 minutes, and he said, "Now what kind of weird thing is this? You just call people?
What kind of camera are you using?"
the priest.
So, let's review my calls real quick. I think we had some really good ones. Let's see. The minister. The minister was very well. That guy, we're calling him back at another time. He was fun to argue with, and he wanted to still be in our game show. Shanika wasn't very entertaining, but boy, she was more than willing to go be a fucking beaten slave on a fucking reality show. That was kind of weird. The retired Eric Martin was a retired pastor. Who is Ryan Tuxler? Became an ordained minister over the net. I don't know. I told him we'd call him back. So those two,
I really hope he doesn't go and look up candle cooling cons for your band.
Oh, I don't care if he does.
The first fucking thing that pops up, the pre-show for March 9th, 2013, Full Roses of America.
I'm pretty sure he has the fucking attention span of nothing. So he's already fucking calling his girlfriend and beating off about how awesome he's going to be on the show.
She was down on the strip fucking giving up some head.
That's your answer to everything. So I'm going to put some notes by this one, cuz this is the angry preacher. The angry preacher and then crazy guy. Well, basically, I had just a handful of calls that took 3 hours. I think it did well.
If you watch YouTube, I bet he posts a video pretty soon talking about the conversation.
Oh, no doubt. There's no doubt. Here's his girlfriend's Twitter. We got this guy's life picked apart and posted all.
God, look at his fucking picture. He is goofy looking.
Yeah, he is. I watched this video.
I'm gonna post a fucking picture of him and his girl here. I'll put it right into the IRC chat. Okay.
Well, considering I felt like a fucking rambling fool when I first fucking started, it's weird doing a show by yourself. I give credit to you, Roy. Ah, he got the crazy beard. Oh, that's what I forgot to do. Somebody told me I should try to get him to shave his facial hair right off right over the phone. That's one for next week, where we'll say, "Well, how's your facial hair status?" Yeah, that's not going to work. I need to know. Were you willing to shave? Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, I need to know. I need you to shave your face right now to prove it to me. How many people have ever gotten somebody to shave over the fucking phone? I would be a first. I'm pretty sure, at least. Yeah. No, I seriously, Roy. When you do that shit, it sounds natural. When I was doing it fucking alone, I felt like I was playing radio in my fucking closet. At least when I got ice, all we're really doing is have a conversation other people listen to. Sloth does not give credit to Roy. He's a bad, bad man. I love this chat room. I'm glad it still exists.
I see in 2011 he graduated to enlightenment.
I'm not entirely sure of that. I don't think he's all that enlightened.
Started working at Dubstep Beatboxer June 17th, 2001.
How great was that? He did his fucking beatboxing, and I just going, Hollywood. And then he goes, he thought it was a fraud after that. And then I talked to him for another 45 minutes and got his dreams up, so I don't think he's all that smart.
Someone in the chat wanted you to fucking just drop him really hard.
Oh, that'll
be like, asshole, we're not doing this.
No, that'll come. I mean, we can play that game. I actually don't like crushing people as much as I like the word I like to use is dragging them down the rabbit hole. Taking them down a place fucking, that doesn't exist.
That fucking N-word rant, that was crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, do I got to do it that way, or can I do it these 15 other ways?
And then
like,
he said,
Jesus
he
Christ.
Said, nigga this, nigga that, and then I'll hip thrust.
hip thrust. And he's like, I'm wearing these short shorts. Where the fuck did the short shorts come from?
That's what I had to ask him. I said, you're not comfortable with America seeing you as some racist bigot, but you're okay with a slightly racist gay bigot?
Now, in your opinion, which one would get their ass kicked first? The guy in the KKK outfit or the guy in the fucking short shorts?
I don't think either of them are safe at a place like Compton, man. That concept for that, that whole concept for that fucking game show is insane.
He had no problem with us taking a life insurance policy out on him.
How cool is that name, too? Racist? The racist. I wanted to call it, I should have called it this, but the racist challenge.
But he kept asking, oh, do we get to choose which costume? I had to interject right at that point. But no. You spin a wheel.
I'm glad I didn't throw him off because up till then it was only me. And so I was like, oh, shit. But I did tell him.
You told him at the beginning that it, all of us paid
attention. He seemed to not pay attention because I told him a lot of shit at the beginning. And then he thought I was just a dude who was randomly calling people on Craigslist. I don't even know where that came from, dude. He's bipolar as fuck.
Like, motherfucker, you called me.
Yeah. That was bizarre. Okay, guys, it's 107. That's a lot longer than I normally run a show, especially if I'm alone. So I think this was actually a pretty successful Craigslist posting. It's gone way better than most of the stuff that I've ever tried to do, including phone mobbings, which I've given up on altogether at this point. So I don't know if somebody else is going to carry it.
Sticky.
There is still like a phone mob. I'm trying to do for July 11th.
Okay.
We're going to phone mob every single 7-Eleven in the United States.
did you see a bunch of their locations got raided last week?
Uh-huh.
Why?
For all the illegals that they can't fucking work in there?
They were getting paid $3 an hour.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.